welcome to another exciting broadcast day.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Oh, too much show for one morning.
This really is some show today.
Yeah, it's packed. We're loaded for bear. Claudia DeFalco is in studio.
Good morning.
Good to see you again, sweetie pea.
Thank you. She's a little more awake this morning.
Good. You're acclimating. She is filling in for Rachel Perry and did such a wonderful job yesterday. And Rachel didn't come back and we couldn't find anyone to take her place. We asked her back. I didn't say that out loud, did I? No, she did such a great job yesterday that we asked her back today.
Still foxy, even with the ball cap. Everybody in the room here has a ball cap
on.
Well,
you know, Adam complained about roots yesterday.
Mm.
So I didn't want him to...
Not your roots. I agree. It's a I was complaining about the chicks with the blonde hair who have the black roots. I agree. It's creepy when the blonde is just as blonde going into the doll head as it is coming out of a doll head. Maybe that's the problem. It reminds you of a doll. Cause that's the creepy thing about dolls. Not them sleeping with their eyes open. And not Telly Savalas doing battle with him on the Twilight Zone. It's the fact that the root is the exact same color as the tip. And it's weird. You know, it's off-putting. And when you see the blonde porn star that has it done that way, then they give that sort of weird, vacuous, she's the walking dead, she's an animated doll kind of look. So you want a little color, but not black going into blonde. You want a sort of a dirty blonde going into blonde, or a dark, you know, light brown. You know, sometimes you see it looks like a skunk stripe going black. Racing stripe going down the chick's heads. I don't go for that.
Seems so, but you must be happy. The upshot is, Ace, is that you gave her a note. I don't care for that sort of thing. She took it to heart. Now she's wearing a ball cap.
Yeah. Here's my next note.
She wishes to please you.
My next note is, man, is it hot in here?
Yeah.
We'll see you tomorrow.
You know, I'm seeing my stylist tomorrow.
You're seeing a stylist tomorrow?
Yeah, you want to come along and explain to him what we want with my hair?
I'd like that. We may have the same one. Who knows? is it the guy who picks up my sweatpants for the radio? Well, we'll talk about the Serge of Van Nuys later. You know you've arrived when you have a of in front of your name. All right, in front of the city you come from. All right, where were we? Yes, so David Spade this time. I'm not kidding. He's going to be on the show. Republican Richard Martin and Ozzie are going to square off in a heated debate over this latest immigration bill. Also, Bret Michaels from Poison is coming in. Tad is beside himself. I hope Bret's not listening, but I'll tell you something about... I'm not a huge Poison fan. I dig the 80s hair stuff now. I didn't dig it then. Now that I look back at it, I sort of look at it like an American car from the 70s, a Chrysler, Cordova, or Pacer or something. I sort of see one now. And I'm like, yeah, that's cute.
Nostalgic.
Yeah, it's kind of fun, yeah. I would have been miserable to be behind the wheel of one in 1977, but now that I look at it, okay. All right, it's, you know, VH1 does the thing with the smoke pods and the hair and stuff, and you're like, all right, that was before AIDS, at least. Got that to think about. But I realize Tad has this way, and there's certain people that can do this. He has a uncanny way of tapping into everything I don't care for and loving it. And I now realize, you know how they say you have your muse that's sent down? He's my lard. He's my, I don't know, whatever the opposite of your muse is. You know the guys to hang around just to piss you off? You know, when you go, oh, what's the deal with NASCAR? A bunch of guys driving American cars going in a circle. I love NASCAR. Yeah, you know that guy who has to say he loves that if there's a type, if you don't like country music, he loves country music. If you don't like NASCAR, if there's a team you don't like, he loves it. What if there's a chick you don't think is hot, he thinks she's smoking. That's Tad. Do you realize that that's Tad?
Yes.
That almost everything you announce, oh, look, who cares? Or I'm not interested in that. Or what's the deal? Well, America going crazy with American Idol and NASCAR. I don't understand. He's all over every second of it, every drop of it.
It's interesting. As a matter of fact, he is that in the
disappoint.
Low brow. Yeah, in the low brow way, he fulfills that, and I do the highbrow stuff. You badmouth poetry,
right?
And I say I like it. Things
that's
like
right.
This.
That's right. You quote E.E. Cummings to me.
Ooh, Yates,
Jillian Barbary's on the phone. Speaking of hot chicks, and I have to say this:
she has nice hair.
She does, yeah, and she doesn't have that roots thing, but she's not blonde. We have the FHM Top 100 Sexiest Women, by the way, and I always have problems with this list, and As a matter of fact, that's the nature of me. If you put a list in front of me, it angers me. What is this? My wife hands me a list. Eggs at the top? Eggs in front of skim milk? Give me a break, sweetie. And I just crumpled up and toss it back at her. Talk to me when you get some mango chutney and provolone on this list. Until then, we won't be speaking. Jillian?
Hey, guys. Hi, Adam.
What's happening, Jillian Barbary?
I picked myself up off the ground. I'm not on the list this year. It was very hard for me.
Yeah, I must say, too, with these lists, is why bother composing a list when you have, you know, I don't know. Charlize Theron is below, who do we have? Paris Hilton.
Oh, please.
You know what I mean? Yeah, Charlize Theron, one of the most beautiful women I've ever seen, is four notches below Paris Hilton. And, you know, Mariah Carey is 60 places in front of Elizabeth Hurley.
I think Gisele Bündchen is in the 80s.
Yeah. Petra Nemkova, the one who survived the tsunami, who's just,
gorgeous.
I mean, nobody better looking than her. Paris Hilton is 70 in front of her.
Jillian, you know what this means? You're off the charts.
Yes, maybe.
Oh, well
yes.
Done.
I remember the first year I made it, I was number 100. I like made it in by the I was number 100. And then the next year I was 87. And I had just met my birth family, and, you know, they're all up in Toronto, and they're so unimpressed by lists. So, like, number 100, they're like, well, damn, you could do better. 100.
Well, what do you guys think of number one?
I would argue, let's see, Scarlett Johansson.
Don't care for it.
I didn't like her Vanity Fair cover at all.
No, here's
I didn't like that cover.
I didn't like it.
In Matt's point, she's really amazing looking.
But here's
in Matt's point anyway.
Here's the thing. I don't think anyone would ever argue that Scarlett Johansson is cute and attractive and has nice skin and things like that. But as long as you're under 5'5 or 5'6 and you're a little bit thick around the lower half or a little bit cankly, you know, she's by no means heavy set or anything, but we mistake sort of cute with statuesque. You know, there are women who are cut a certain way, and when you see them in person, you know, they're 6 foot tall and they're narrow at the waist and they have the beautiful curves and the bosom and that whole thing. We fill in a lot of cute chicks and say they're in the same par with these women. They're not.
A lot of girls that, to me, Carmen Electra is one of the most beautiful women I've ever seen in my life, and she's tiny. She's 5'5", real petite but shapely. Halle Berry the same way. I think the tall, super tall girls like the Charlize Theron's, the Giselles, are not the norm. You know.
Yeah. Well, I can say there's a few like there's stuff like this, like Danica Patrick.
And Heidi Klum right next to her.
I've met Danica Patrick a few times. She's attractive for somebody who does something.
Right.
None of these other chicks really do anything unless you want to count acting. But Danica Patrick drives a race car, so it's a big deal that she's not either a lesbian or a pig. She's petite and her skin's nice. There's nothing wrong with her. But if she was in your high school and she asked you out to the prom, you'd scratch your chin for a few minutes before you said
Johnstone,
yes.
Jay Johnstone, the old ball player, was the clown prince of baseball. Yeah, he was funny for a baseball player. He wasn't funny.
Right.
Same thing.
Danica Patrick is funny for someone who has a job. I mean, good looking for someone who has a job. Thank you.
Who decides on this list? Is it the readers?
I think it's the publicist.
The publicist, yeah. Exactly.
No, because I didn't have a publicist when I was in both times.
Well, you're that hot.
Oh, please. But I don't think it's a publicist. It has nothing to do with that. I think it's the people. I did FHM a couple times, so then they would put it out to the readers on a poll, I think, on the internet, and then they would decide from that, and then they would just decide from the general, whoever's popular at that time.
Right.
Like Scarlett Johansson right now, because I don't think she's ever been in FHM.
Right.
So they just do a huge readers poll, and they do it on the internet, and they do it through, so that's how that all happens. Because a lot of people publicists don't want them to be in it, because they think it's a highbrow. They're like, oh, crap, she's in this list, and we don't want her. We want her to take a more,
Fact, a sampling of the readers of FHM and who, in fact, are citizens of this fine country, I'm moving to Canada because Jessica Simpson coming in at number 4 and then, like, Elizabeth Hurley, 75.
Jessica Simpson is so gorgeous. Elizabeth Hurley, maybe because, I don't know.
She's not that hot.
No.
I called in because I'm stuck behind four cars, four-car pileup on the 405.
Really?
Going southbound on the 405. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We're getting a traffic report.
Yeah. Slow and go, traffic in lanes.
Oh, major. We've got two fire trucks and an ambulance, and I'm just getting past.
Now, what time are you supposed to be in at Fox?
I don't. They don't really care what time I get in. As long as I'm on the air at 6:45, they don't. I can get in at 6:40. It's not a matter of that. You just have to be ready to go on the air.
Really? Well, baby, you wait.
Today I'm wearing sweatpants. I really don't care. I'm putting a pool in my house. I was outside yesterday in the dirt doing all that stuff. So I'm very low key today.
You're actually physically digging the pool yourself, Jillian?
That's crazy. But I have people that are digging it, and I love it. I love it. I'm so excited. Six years in the valley, 110 degrees, my first year with a pool. I cannot wait.
Yeah, well, listen, every month is bikini season for you, baby doll. I don't know what you waited so long for.
I got an idea. Hmm. Maybe Tad could be her pool boy this summer.
Tad comes over. Yes.
Yes. Tad with a skimmer and a pair of Nikes. It's not a problem.
Whatever happened to the porn star pool man?
Mm. I don't know, but I'd like to get a hot pool boy.
Yeah.
My girlfriends want to come over. They're all like me in their 30s, divorced. Those girls like make good money. One's a doctor. I said, we'll just lounge around and we'll hire a man whore to cater to us.
All right.
In every way.
Well, we'll send Big Tad over there. And look, he's got enough stretch mark to circle the globe.
Nice.
But
he does a cannonball and that pool's done, right? Empties out?
I gotta say, yes. It's part of a service. They use him in the park services use him when winter comes around and the public pools need to be drained. We could spend thousands renting bilge pumps, or Big Tad could just do one can opener. And it would be done.
But then having the giant crane come over to lift him out of the pool is...
Yeah, but that's a one-time thing. Yeah, and they do per week rental so they can hit the whole Southland.
Hey, can I yes. change subjects quickly for Dave? Dave Damashek, I thought, you know, I've listened to radio forever, and I've been on the other side of when people attack you, especially, you know, the Frosties and the Frank, not necessarily the Heidis, and the other girl in 98.7 whom I met once and was a total biatch and still talks about me to this day. It was 6 years ago. I won't even say her name. She's such a nightmare. So I thought, Dave, you know, you handle yourself really well because you are really funny, and it's great to be attacked because it means they want to be you. And I don't think that you have to be negative to be funny.
That's right.
So here.
I thought, Dave, you handled yourself so well because, you know, they need something to talk about, and they kind of, local people get bitter after a while. I've seen it in local news and local radio. They get pissed off and angry and jealous, and it's just sort of par for the course. So if you tread above it, which you did, you don't get dragged down into the mire of their crap.
Yeah, well, that's what I said. Listen, I don't want to waste the time, the valuable time of a nationally syndicated morning show, you know, to address this. But like I said, look, I've been doing it for 3 months. Look where I am. He's been doing it for 10 years. This Frosty and the Snowman show, whatever, is you know, look, he's on this midday show with the cackling transvestite. I'm sitting next to one of the funniest guys on the globe. You know.
Thank you.
What should I do?
Russia.
I should put him down. Then all should right. I go to the Special Olympics and harass the athletes, please? I'm right. above it. All thank right. you, Jillian.
That's
you're right. I take the high road.
Take it easy. All right.
Thank
easy,
you.
Easy, Tiger.
Jillian Barbary, everyone. Thank you, baby doll.
Great job. All right, guys. Take care.
Talk to you soon.
As always.
The woman has a motor.
She's dynamite.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan now.
Yeah.
I agree with everything she said.
And I agree, when you're being attacked, it's an acknowledgement that you have arrived in a form of flattery, unless it's by a bear, in which case it's just an attack. Do not try to read between the lines when a bear is attacking you. That's not a compliment. This is not some psychological mumbo-jumbo. You're physically being attacked.
Now, back to this FHM thing.
Yes.
Electra... First
of all,
I like this Electra. I would take her over Theron if given the choice.
Wow.
Which I may soon be given.
Me too.
Wow.
You would?
Wow.
Yeah, I would.
Yeah, let me say this. I know Carmen Electra. She's a delight. She's a sweet and beautiful. But I got to say, there's an element, and maybe it's just the boob job. Now, I'm a boob man, don't get me wrong, but maybe there's a little element of a little bit of porn star to her. Little bit. Little dusting.
You're saying
porn
that
star.
Like it's a bad thing.
Yeah. I'll tell you what. I'm a fan of hers, and this is, again, the choice between going with the top sirloin or the T-bone. You know, it's all great. It's all going to be delicious. I think I go Theron just because you got a little girl next door to her, maybe a little classic beauty.
Mm-hmm.
Not quite a little porn star.
All right, maybe we can agree on this. Number 13 Eva Longoria, yeah. Please, let's drop her already. She's an attractive woman who looks like she's by, looks like an attractive 41-year-old woman to me.
Yes. Here's the thing. Just because there's nothing wrong with you doesn't make you hot. Just because you're not fat and you don't have a big nose or you don't have bad skin does not mean through math you're hot. Eva Longoria, I don't understand. I just like, look, she's cute. She's attractive. I could see her being one of the cute wives of one of my guys when I used to work in construction. You know what I mean? Like if I went over to Kurt's house for dinner and Eva Longoria, minus the, you know, hairstylist and the Pilates coach, just a base model Eva Longoria. And keep in mind, these people are running it all. I mean, they're firing on all
cylinders.
They're
looking as good as they could possibly look.
Yes, Eva Longoria is getting $600 haircuts and going to the spray salon place and getting the tan put on and having the, you know, we only see them on the red carpet. But if
2 hours of Pilates every day,
the civilian version of Eva Longoria answered the door at my construction buddy's house, I'd go, well, she ain't fat. I guess Kurt did okay for himself. Maybe he's got a few ducats I don't know about. Yes, but if Charlize Theron answer the door and be like, what the F?
Right.
What's going on?
Here's
or Elizabeth Hurley or Petra Nemcova, right. Or even, you know, Catherine Zeta-Jones. It'd be like, oh.
Yeah, what about Mandy Moore? I don't get that cute. Either. She's cute, but...
Yeah, again, it's like one of those, nothing wrong with her. Nice skin.
Misha Barton, she seems nice.
And Misha Barton is one of those... Yeah, Misha Barton is, she's tall, and there's nothing wrong with her.
That's one I don't get. How about just above her, Mariah Carey at number 28? Really?
Yeah.
Is that a try? Am I in the minority on this? Because I always see her held up. I don't get that one at all.
I just think with Mariah, she has incredible star power. Like she walks in a room.
Shouldn't be
factored
into a hot list.
Yes. She has a nice rack, and that's about it. I can tell you the other one that gets a little too much ink, and maybe I'm just tainted because she actually tried to pick up on me, is Fergie from the Black Eyed Peas.
You're not impressed.
Not impressed because she... And Dave, please back me up here. I wouldn't say somebody was overtly hitting on me if they weren't overtly hitting on me. As a matter of fact,
I know those fellas, and you're not one of them.
Don't know it. Yeah,
right. A lot of people like to claim I think she was sweet on me.
Right. She asked you to pass a packet of sugar across the table over at the but it's the way she did it. Yeah. No, I know. You know, I know. For instance, Claudia was hitting on me yesterday. When it's overt, you can't ignore it.
I can't help it.
Fergie used to be in a band called Wild Orchid.
Orchid, right.
I interviewed her. And they used to come on Loveline all the time. Mm-hmm. Loveline, the TV show, I believe.
This
maybe the radio show.
This was back in
87,
I think.
This is pre-AIDS. This is, no, this is 99.
99?
Mm.
Let's go
98, yeah.
When she was in Wild Orchid?
Yeah. She was in Wild Orchid. I mean, she could have gotten Wild Orchid when she was 13 or something, for all I know.
I think she was on Kids Incorporated at that age.
Who the hell knew I was going to get busted on this Fergie stuff? You got like a Fergie bibliography in front of you.
Adam, Claudia is Fergie.
Yeah, she came on Loveline in, I think it was March 99. Well, that's funny because you guys wrapped your fourth season in February 99. So how could she? I believe it was the 28th. But not
she's a mole.
Yeah. Point is, we'll find out. I think her Wild Orchid days probably ended. Well, she came on Loveline twice. I don't know when that was. Could have been 98. Could have been 97. But it could have been 99. We'll figure it out. Point is... I ran into her at a party later on, a couple days later, some swanky Hollywood-type party. I was with my girlfriend and now wife, and Fergie got a little bit loaded, and I guess she had a good time on the show. And by the way, she's only in Wild Orchid at this point, some girl band that nobody's heard of, and I'm the host of the cool show she was on a couple times a few months back. And she just starts hitting on me. She's a little bit drunk, to the point where my wife actually... said something to her, told her to back off or something. Demure wife actually had to get in her grill a little bit.
And that turned you on.
Was getting angry. Yeah, it was one of those things where she wanted to give me a tour of the house or something right in front of my wife and my, you know, like, stay here, we're going upstairs kind of thing, and my wife got PO'd. I think she I think she may have ingested or imbibed something and got a little out of her mind.
That must have been the most awkward three-way ever.
Yes, it was. It was great. And here's all I'm saying. Anybody that ever hit on me should not be on this list. I mean, my self-esteem is low, but I'm also realistic. If you hit on Adam Carolla, if you even spoke to Adam Carolla, your name does not belong anywhere on this list. And if this list went to 10,000, your name should not be on it. That's all I'm saying. All right, we need to take ourselves a little break. We should talk more about this tomorrow.
But your wife does belong on the list, though, right? Adam, say yes.
101. She doesn't get up until 9. Say whatever I want. Okay. All right. Republican Richard Martin coming in here. Going to do some battle with Ozzy over the whole immigration thing. Tad's got a Biggest Loser update for us. We have David Spade, Brett Michaels. We're having an Adam off. I know that sounds gay, but we have some guys who do top-notch Adam Carolla impersonations. We're going to bring them on and have them do me. It'll be humiliating. Jim Gaffigan, comedian. Oh, so much coming up all after this.
You're listening to The Adam Carolla Show. Call Adam now at 866-901-ADAM.
Mm-hmm. Plenty of show today. David Spade, Brett Michaels. We're having a impersonation competition for yours truly. Also, Jim Gaffigan's coming in, comedian. We're going to start with Republican Richard Martin from Ohio. Good to have you back on the show.
Always a pleasure, Adam. I appreciate you having me on.
Why do we do this? This guy is a jerk.
I'll tell you why. I'm sorry. I know you're perfectly capable of defending yourself, but I feel like I need to defend the show. Because we're all fairly liberal. We're here in a blue state, and I feel like it's irresponsible of us not to include other opinions and other points of view when it comes to doing our program. Plus, it gives us, if we all just sit here and start patting ourselves on the back, it turns into a 69.
God bless you,
which,
Adam.
It's not a sexual thing.
Sure.
It's a, if we'll look it up in the Bible. Look under 69. Yeah. And you'll see what I'm, look under that. I don't need a bunch of me agreeing with you and you agreeing with Claudia and Brusca agreeing with me. I think we bring somebody in, we mix it up.
Do what you want.
And that's why we bring in the great Republican from Ohio, Richard Martin.
Thank you.
So we'll get to the whole immigration bill and guest worker visa and all that kind of stuff. Oswaldo was at the rally on Saturday, so he'll talk about that. But first, we'll just get into some politics because we haven't spoken to you for a little while.
That sounds terrific.
First off, Andrew Card is leaving as chief of staff over there at the White House. He's the guy whispered into Bush's ear, "We're under attack," when he was, on 9/11.
Actually, he did. That's not what he whispered.
Oh, he didn't?
No.
I thought that's what he said.
No, he said, he leaned over and he said, don't get up, don't look alarmed, but the brush at the ranch is piling up.
Oh, really? The horse brush?
Yeah. And then he said, by the way, we just got an in for a rock.
Wow. So you're saying using it as an excuse.
No. Well, however you want to interpret
the fact that you must really have some insiders over there at the White House to be privy to that kind of information.
Well, I talked to some folks, Adam. I talked to some neat folks.
What about the South Dakota abortion law where abortion is outlawed even in cases of incest and rape?
Terrific.
Yeah. They use incest and rape like they're bad things, by the way.
Yeah. Well, you got to understand.
Dave wrote that joke and slid it across the console.
It was not me. It was Shelly the cue card
girl. Shelly the
cue
card girl. Shelly, hold on. That was inappropriate. Yeah, why don't you sit yourself down and think about what you just wrote?
Yes. There's nothing funny about rape. So, although I did hear this rape joke. That's just
no,
a real
no, I, yes, I think we should just stick to the topic here.
Okay, all right. First let me address an abortion in the case of incest. Folks say, why should that gal have to bring that baby to term, with her incest baby?
Right.
Let's look at it this way. That kid's got a mom and a dad and a dad.
Mm-hmm.
That's just a real neat situation.
Interesting. So you're saying a lot of kids grow up without fathers.
Single parent, or even, at best double parent. We got a triple parent here.
Yeah, here's one with two dads. Two dads and maybe a grandpa.
Yeah.
Yeah. Interesting.
A lot of connections.
Right.
A lot of connections. And in the case of rape, you know, again, there's nothing funny about that. But God darn it, if that gal didn't want to bring that baby to term, she shouldn't have walked out of the house dressed that way.
Well, we don't know. She could have been raped in her house. You know, we don't know.
That's
she
true.
She walked out of the house dressed
then
a certain way.
That's probably a case of incest.
I see.
Yeah.
I see. So if it's inside the house, it's
97%
incest.
Of cases of rape in the house are incestual. Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I never read that. Yeah.
Well, there's a casino, on an Indian reservation. This is true in South Dakota that is thinking of adding an abortion clinic in the casino. That's true on the reservation.
Really?
Yeah. We grabbed the ad off of the local TV.
Why we ever gave those people our land is beyond me.
I don't think you're going to like this.
Beyond me.
You got to know when to hold up. Know when to fold up.
Hey, friends, the gambler Kenny Rogers here. You didn't know when to hold him, and now it's time to fold him. Listen to the gambler and get on over to Chiricahua Casino and Planned Parenthood Facility. If you love loose slots, or if you've been known to have a loose slot yourself, head on over to Chiricahua, smack dab in the middle of South Dakota Sioux Nation. Or for you baby daddies who didn't know when to walk away or when to run, free buffet on Tuesdays, featuring our world-famous scrambled eggs. Mm-mm, Chiricahua. Tell them the gambler sent you.
Wow. Gotta get out there.
That's just offensive. That is just offensive.
I think it crosses a line of bad taste myself, actually.
I think it's offensive for other reasons.
And why is this gal on my left? I don't know who she is with the baseball cap, but why are you silent?
It's Claudia.
You're doing all the talking.
Well, Claudia, first of all...
voice changed all of a sudden. You're not gay anymore.
What?
Whoa.
What?
Okay.
First of all, you know, why don't you ditch the hat, put your hair up in a nice bun, and have some respect for radio?
You'd like to see her wearing a nice skirt or something, you know, like ladies in pants.
A nice ankle-length skirt. Why you have to march around here like you're in the army with your green pantaloons on?
Yeah.
I don't understand it, you know. The gals these days, you know, there's a looseness and a promiscuity, a lot of question asking.
Well,
you know, that's...
Yeah.
If you notice, Adam, ever since they got the right to vote, there's just been a whole lot of pushy.
Are they voting now?
They are. They
wow.
are. Theoretically.
I'll look into that.
Theoretically. And, you know, next thing you know, the streets are jammed. They got a picket sign and another lady on their breath.
Yeah. She suggested also that you might be gay.
You know, she can say whatever she wants, but there's one person I lay down with, and that's Jesus Christ.
Wow. He's no dude.
Yeah.
I mean, you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I think he knew what I meant.
Yes.
All right. Republican from Ohio, Richard Martin, is in. Oswaldo from Nicaragua is in. Ozzy came to this country how many years ago, Oswaldo? Please tell me it wasn't over 20.
20 years.
20 years.
Yeah.
Still can't pronounce my name. That was not even close. That was not even close to Adam. Known the man for 16 of his 20 years in this country, and he sounds exactly the same as the first day he uttered the word ow. Ozzy is here from Nicaragua. You're here on political asylum, yes?
Yeah, I'm coming for... I have a lot of problems in my country.
Mm-hmm.
I'm coming for political asylum, not for economic problem.
Uh-huh. Is it... Who was going after you? The Sandinistas for not being able to pronounce Sandinista?
At the time, you know, Somoza and the power, you know, in my country is down, you know. The Sandinistas take the power.
Mm-hmm.
And the Sandinistas make, you know, the communists to my country.
Yeah.
The second day, you know, during the revolution.
The communists, the revolution.
Yep.
All right, so you came over here.
Yep, I come here.
Now, you have your green card now? You're legal?
Yeah, I have my paper.
You have your papers.
Yeah.
All right. When did you get that? It was recently, right?
Yeah, I think, you know, my approval, political asylum, in 1999.
All right. And where? You were Saturday. You were down at the rally?
I go to the march, you know, for helper to for make it, you know, consistent to the more number, you know, more...
Yeah.
More volume to...
Yeah, they don't know where you're from, right?
Yeah, you know, I help her to my friend. You know, I have a lot of friends. I have the same problem I have before.
From Mexico?
You know. Mexico, Salvador, Guatemala.
Sweden.
They all have a problem pronouncing Adam?
I would guess that's probably the one thing they agree on over there.
Adam.
Yeah. So, I don't know. Now, Republican Martin, I don't know how where you come down on this, although I can
take
I can
a wild guess.
Yeah, I'm going to take a guess. I'll tell you where I come down on it. I feel like this is a melting pot. And I know it's a cliche.
I don't like where this is going.
Well, just you may, because I have a radical plan myself.
Okay.
The melting pot, the thing that's great about this country is a sort of, it could be, it's analogous to the food. One night you want to eat Mexican, and the next night you want to eat Thai food, and then it's off to some Japanese, and then you want to go to a smorgasbord. That's the beauty of it. If you just had nothing but Thai food, as great as Thai food may be, at the end of the week you'd be tired of Thai food. And it's that way with burgers, and it'd be that way with pizza. That's what makes this country great. Really, that's the difference.
As long as it's all being made by white teenagers.
Well, all I'm saying is as far as our Mexican brothers go, great people. Nobody's worked with more Mexicans than the Ace Man over the years, but maybe few too many gathering in one place. Not in the United States, but maybe in California. I say we take a handful of our Mexican brothers and we spread them out. Give a few to the Dakotas. You know, people traveling, and they go, I was over here, and I couldn't get a decent taco, or I couldn't get any good food, or I couldn't get... Spread it out, and we'll trade you, and we'll always have a nice mixture. We got 10% this and 20% that. And here's what I'm saying. Pick any culture. What state would you want to live in that was predominantly Japanese, predominantly Korean, predominantly French, predominantly anything? It'll F up that country or that state, because that state will just become that country that it has the predominant citizens of.
Minnesota, all Scandinavian, and they elected Jesse the Body as their governor.
Right. I say we bring a handful of Scandinavians over this way, mm-hmm. we drop off a few of our Mexicans, and everything gets this sort of copacetic, symbiotic balance to it. How say you?
Well, I tell you, there's something wrong here in Los Angeles and Hollywood, because I watched a film the other night starring a Hispanic gentleman by the name of Emilio Estevez. Am I pronouncing that correctly?
I don't think he's white. I don't think he's Hispanic.
That's a pretty Hispanic name.
Well, I think he has a Hispanic surname, but I really...
We've passed the point of no return.
Okay, so you're using that as an example?
Absolutely.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow. Okay.
That's my opinion.
Because a Latino man got the lead role. That's
it's a difficult name. You know, I'm not saying that nobody should be allowed in this country. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying nobody with an accent.
Mm. Interesting.
Nobody. Any
so
accents.
Leave the accent at the border.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Leave your belongings.
What about this great, but what about the immigrants that came before? You know, I mean, what about, there was a time when the Irish and the Italians were looked down upon, were second-class citizens. Yet they assimilated and they helped build this country.
But we look like the people on the money, so we fit in.
I see.
You got to look like the folks on the money, otherwise it's hell's bells. And everybody's walking around, and is it a fun house? Is it jail?
Yeah,
what
we don't know
it?
What it is.
What
right.
is it? It's,
right.
it's cloudy.
Oswaldo, I'll say you.
You know.
What do you say, Oswaldo? What is your plan? And I also hear that a lot of recent immigrants from south of the border aren't necessarily fans of more people flooding in, legally or not, from south of the border.
You know, everybody coming here is looking for job.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's not coming for look problem, you know, for making, you know, some...
Yeah, you're not a troublemaker.
You know, something bad to this great countryman.
Yes.
You know?
I'm getting real tired of hearing that. You know, this Mexican punk tried that on me, and I got in his face, and I said, pal, you know, when are you heading back across the border? You know, and he tried, Mr. Martin, as soon as I'm done landscaping your driveway. And I said, that's no excuse.
Yeah.
You get back there right now, and you take this Cheesecake Factory buzzer, and I'll let you know when I need you to come back and put in the petunias.
Right. I understand.
Well, that just seems mean-spirited. I mean, the Aussies saying that people want to come across the border to contribute to our economy and David, be a part of the dream that is America. That's all he said.
David, don't you see? If they keep flooding in here, we're going to have another Iraq.
What?
What?
Wait a second. Iraq, we're going to have a civil war here?
No, we're going to have dangerously large numbers of poor people voting.
Well, you see, and that means maybe Republicans won't get a third term in the White House.
It's not good.
Interesting.
It's not good.
Well, I will say this in defense of Richard Martin, Republican from Ohio. The whole sort of who's going to take the low-wage jobs, I'll tell you who's going to take them. I would have taken all of them out of high school, and so would every MOOC I went to North Hollywood High with didn't go to college.
Thank you.
They do this. We do these things like, who's going to do this, and who's going to bust the dishes, and who's going to mop the floors, and who's going to pick the cabbage? Every guy I went to high school with who didn't go to college would have done that. I mean, I'm sorry, I know it's not a popular opinion, but when I got out of high school, there were no jobs to be found, and I ended up getting a job cleaning a carpet, and I cleaned carpets for a year, and then I got a job digging ditches for $7 an hour. Poor people will work, and they'll always be poor people, and I don't care what color they are. When you're hungry and you need to work and someone hands you a shovel, you will start digging. When I was 18 and I got out of high school with my D average and my stupid parents living in North Hollywood trying to kick me out of the garage, it's not like someone handed me a shovel and I went, oh, I'm white. I don't dig ditches. No, I'm poor. Poor transcends every skin tone. I don't care how much melanin you have in your skin. Poor trumps that. Someone hand a poor guy a shovel, he starts digging because he needs money. He and it's not even a matter of pride or I don't do this or I don't do that.
Sure.
I got to get $250 a week for my half of the rent. I got to get myself a few frozen pot pies and some top ramen, and I have no other source of income. Yes, I will dig these ditches. Hopefully, I'll just do it for 6 months or a year, and then I'll work my way up to a carpenter's apprentice or whatever it is, and I'll buy some tools, and I'll work it up. That's what we need to do.
That's right, and that, it's noble that Ozzy wants to be that same sort of thing. You know, these people coming across the border, just, you know, impoverished people.
I agree. They're hardworking, but, and they're here to work, but I do definitely want to say that there will always be people to bust dishes and dig ditches. It's the poor people, and they come in all shapes and colors. Thank you. Thank you. The more you know, the more you know. Go ahead. We need to wrap this up, by the way, but go ahead, Richard.
I just want to say that I wish they would go back across the border where they belong until they're needed.
I said we'll call on them when we need them.
Absolutely. All respect right. us.
I like my redistribution plan where we just spread
idea.
It all around. We could all, and by the way, we'll trade up. I don't know. We may be short a handful of Japanese.
Mm-hmm. I don't think so.
Okay, now that's enough out of you. I'm just saying.
Do they look like the folks on the money, Adam?
Well, possibly
do
not.
Do they look like the folks on the money?
Maybe not. Maybe if you squint, but yeah. I don't think so. You have a point there. All I'm saying is there are some, we're a little heavy in the Hispanic, we're a little bit light in other departments. We'll trade to one of the Dakotas. You give us a few years, we'll even it out. You get some decent food. We'll, I don't know, we'll get whatever your people do, and that'll be fantastic. Ozzy?
Yeah. Mr. Steve Martin, is it the name?
No, not Steve Martin.
Oh,
Steve Martin's funny.
Oh, sorry. You know, what's the problem? You know, the people say Mexican. It's not Mexican. It's Latin people.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they're not. Okay. Here's the thing. You think they have, there's South America, there's Central America.
Sure.
There's people from, you know, Nicaragua and Honduras, and you're calling them all Mexicans.
Should I call them sub-Mexicans?
No. What I'm saying is it's offensive, is calling a guy, you know, from Germany, French, or a guy from Sweden,
sure.
Albanian. You understand? Just because they may be white.
I don't understand.
Okay. Let's wrap it up. I want to thank Republican Richard Martin for coming in here.
Please let's not have him back. He's just a creep.
AskARepublican.com is where you would go to find out more of his opinions.
And
yes,
I could use some friends at myspace.com/AskARepublican.
Yeah, check in and, you know, see if he can turn you out.
And I've got a speaking engagement Saturday night. I'm going to be at Genghis Cohen on Fairfax.
Really?
At 8 o'clock on Saturday night.
Wow.
It's a political show, and it's going to be just a hoot.
You got to fire your agent.
Yeah.
All right, Republican Richard Martin, Genghis Cohen over Saturday night, West L.A. or Los Angeles, I think that is. It's right in here. Beautiful food. I know it's not the kind of Viking food you normally eat.
Couple too many gays and Jews, but I'll be there.
All right, well, fighting the good fight. Ozzy?
Yeah.
Nice
Thank
work.
Thank you, Mr. Martin.
Look at him. A gentleman. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back. David Spade's going to be on the show. Brett Michaels all after this.
Hey, this is Danny Bonaducci, and you're listening to the Adam Carolla Show.
Mm-hmm. check out of the studio. He's coming in. Something reminds me of a story, and then we'll get to our hilarity in 1 second. But Sheck came in a couple seconds late. He's busy. He's working. You know what I used to do? When I used to do Love Line with Dr. Drew. And by the way, this is the best way. If anyone has kids or anyone has a partner or anyone works with somebody, if you want to train somebody, this is the way to do it. You can talk to them. You can beg with them. You can plead with them. Or you could just give them the cold fist of death. I used to do it with Dr. Drew, which is Dr. Drew, when we used to do Love Line, would just be, you know, he'd done the show for 20 years. He'd been doing it for 15 years before I got there.
Really? Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, he did it for 10 years for free, just every Sunday night.
Wow.
So he used to just hang out in the halls, chewing the fat. Love Line had no hierarchy. You know, I would get yelled at by phone screeners and, you know, I'd do like, hey, Tara, few too many abortion calls this break, maybe. It's Tara. She was a delight. I remember one time, phone screener Brian will back me up. One time I was talking to Tara, don't call me Tara, goddammit. And it was during the commercial, and I was like, Tara, it's Tara. Okay, what we need to focus on here is phone calls. That, and as I'm in the middle of my speech, she points at the TV set, which is on, and starts laughing. And I said, Tara, I need you to really focus and listen to me. And she went, I can watch TV and listen at the same time. And I said, look, I really need you to focus. And she goes, you're not my boss. And I said, really? It was very uncomfortable. And I said, you don't think I could fire you? No. Really, you're the phone screener, and I'm the host of the nationally syndicated show. You don't think I could hand you a walk and be... No. So anyway, that's what it was like. But what happened is Dr. Drew used to like to stand out in the hall, chew the fat with producer Ann, and God knows who else was walking down the hall. And he wouldn't come in. He knew I would be sitting here and start the show, and he could sort of mosey in when he was good and ready. And so I told him, listen, Drew, I need you in the studio when the show starts. We're partners. Even though I do the talking, I do the coming back from commercial legwork, you still need to be sitting here when the show starts and the mics heat up. Yeah. Well, after about five times of him ignoring me, I just said, Drew, here's my policy. No talking until your ass is in the seat. We come back, you're not there. There's just dead air. Yeah, okay. And it happened one more time, and I just sat there. I just leaned back. Did that, and all of a sudden, people were waving and like pointing, and I saw Drew running around, and he came sliding in and slid down. I was like, what? And I said, Drew, I don't talk if your ass is not in that chair. So if you want dead air, so be it. Go to the bathroom, whatever it is. I don't care if you have an aneurysm, you're lying on the ground in there for an hour. I'll not be talking for an hour. And anyway, that was the last time he did it. My point is that's how people are trained.
Well, I hope you're not threatening to enact that policy, because it's really a threat to the listener.
Yes, I know.
I don't think I'm as essential a member of the show.
No,
as Dr. Drew.
No, we're not being paid the same. That's really how I measure all this stuff. Yes. All right. Late yesterday, we played something for folks, but it struck us that you folks listening in the 6 o'clock hour may not have heard this one. What's happening is the Zacharias Moussaoui trial today. Closing arguments, or yesterday's closing arguments, and maybe they're deliberating today. And the trial was going along okay for Moussaoui before he started opening his mouth and talking about, again, they're calling this guy the 20th terrorist from 9/11. He, you know, allegedly knew about the plot before it was hatched, so on and so forth. And he got up on the stand and he started blabbing about supposed to be flying a fifth plane with the shoe bomber into the White House. Of course, his representation, his attorneys were feverishly telling him to shut up, but he kept going. He basically hung himself and he kept going. Now, you just heard about the part where he was going to fly the fifth plane into the White House, but he said some other things that I think would anger the American public, even if you didn't have a loved one or a friend in one of the towers on 9/11. We have exclusive tape of it, and like I said, if this doesn't outrage America, I don't know what will.
Richard Reed and I were to fly a plane into the White House on September 11th. I intended to go to Arlington Cemetery and light my farts with the eternal flame of John F. Kennedy's grave. I wished to sit on the Lincoln Memorial and use his lap as a toilet while reading Barely Legal.
Well, that's outrageous.
I was going to the Veterans Hospital, sneaked up behind shell-shocked World War II veterans and loudly shout, "Incoming!" That would have been good.
He laughs. That is...
He is sinister.
Yeah, and I'm saying if we didn't want to send this guy to the chair before, we certainly do now.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, this is inflammatory stuff.
I'm not for capital punishment, but I just about could make an exception in this case.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. I mean, the guy was looking good on Monday, and then he opened his mouth. I mean, there's even more, I think.
I was going to kidnap the Bush daughters and make them perform pornographies on each other, and then sell the video to drunk frat guys on late-night TV.
Wow.
Mm. Wanted to fly to Hawaii, go to the Pearl Harbor Memorial, and pee into the sunken remains of the USS Arizona.
Out there.
That is sickening.
I was going to use an American flag and strangle the Toby Keith.
No!
Toby Keith. That cuts it.
Yeah. Well, I just hope Representative Martin is not listening to this, driving his American car home.
It's probably crashed.
Wow. So sad. Is there anyway? I pray that's all.
That can't be.
You're saying there's more?
Mm-hmm.
Let's hear it.
I was going to use a rock scaling harness, climb the face of Mount Rushmore, and use my feces to paint a mustache on Thomas Jefferson.
Oh my God.
No. Richard Reed and I wanted to use a drill to bore a hole in the Vietnam Wall, then use it as a glory hole. I plan to go to the National Zoo in Washington, D.C. and rape the pandas, and then kill a bald eagle and use its feathers to tickle a prostitute.
Oh, no.
This guy's a jerk.
Yeah. And I said, Dave, you're as liberal as they come against the death penalty in most cases.
You've
changed your mind
in this
on this
case,
one. You've heard enough, I think.
Yes. I hope Representative Martin goes and takes him out himself.
I pray that's all. There's more.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Okay. You know what? It's painful, but let's hear it.
I was going to dig up the remains of Jimi Hendrix, Kurt Cobain, the Janis Joplin, Mama Cass, and Buddy Holly, and stage an all-corpse marionette version of The Death of a Salesman. I was going to go to the National Holocaust Memorial and shout, "Hey, look, it's Hitler!" And when everybody turned around, I would say, "I gotcha." You don't even want to know what I was going to do to the Statue of Liberty. Let's just say it involved a cement truck, a barge, and 287 pounds of red dye.
Oh, now that's it.
He is twisted.
That is, yeah, AI, like I said, if this is worse than whatever plans he had with the White House in the 767.
He didn't do himself any favors is the good news. I think the world will soon be rid of him.
And thank God we apprehended him before he could hatch these plots.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Ugh.
Okay.
That's awful.
All right. And I hear even more tapes are going to be released, so, you know,
I'm trying to track him down right now.
Stay poised for that. God knows what else this monster had up his sleeve.
Oof.
All right, we will take a break. David Spade will be on the program. And then we'll be doing a little news, a little sports, all that coming up.
Hey, all right, this is George Wendt. Call Adam Carolla now at 1-866-901-ADAM.
Yeah, George Wendt came in here in his underpants, a T-shirt, and one flip-flop. I'm guessing he's not a morning guy. He was not excited about being here. But I seemed to loosen up and have a good time.
No, it ended up being a delight, yeah.
Yes, yes. Just clearly had no idea who I was. You can tell if people know who you are by how they dress. They show up dressed to the nines with a little rouge on. They've heard of you. They show up with a boner in a bathrobe. It means they may not be big fans. All right. Speaking of big fans.
Well, the boner might suggest otherwise, but
if they got the boner before they came in, then it would suggest they're not fans. If they achieved it in your presence, then they're big fans. David Spade?
Yeah.
David Spade, big fan.
George Wendt kind of walked through that promo, by the way.
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
He goes, "That's George and whatever, and you're doing whatever."
Yeah. It's a funny thing. Promos are funny because it's after a guest has been waiting in a green room for an hour and then comes on for 11 minutes and plugs a project they're not interested in, we then cart them off to a second studio.
I think they're in their car and they're like in another room. Like, where am I? Just a couple quick IDs.
Yeah. You know what we need?
Oh, you love the show. It's like, what show?
What we need is there's always the ones you try to sneak in for the afternoon guys, too.
Yeah.
Boomer and Fudge Packer, come on. At drive time, could you just, they're big fans. And they clearly have never heard of them.
It's exactly right. I do them all the time.
You know what they need? They need a live audience in those rooms, because that would get the energy up. You know what I mean? If you step...
Meanwhile, it's also the B crowd. It's like some intern. David, want to give a little more something and going again.
Right.
Go, what?
Yeah. You got Big Tad telling you to have fun with it.
Yeah. And then they write them out for you. Just a little something I threw together, written in your voice.
Right.
Like, is this what I sound like? What a moron.
Yeah, there's nothing worse than somebody capturing your voice and having it be horrible.
It's true. You sound like the biggest dude.
I like when they, well, try doing the man show for 4 years. Like, Adam, me and you are exactly the same. When I'm done beating the F out of my wife and cooking up some meth, I watch the man show and realize we are simpatico, my friend.
Same thing. They go, Joe Dirt, I'm on meth, too.
Yeah. You call that a mullet, Joe Dirt?
Yeah, I hang out in front of El Pollo Loco and tweak all day. Exactly the same person.
I had somebody, and I can't remember who it was, but somebody, a huge fan of Joe Dirt, the other day I ran into. Vigorously defending, and I will say this about Joe Dirt. Well, not, I won't call it a great movie, but thoroughly enjoyable. Seen it more than once.
Fine, right?
It's fine. Some, I'll tell you a movie that's going to be better than fine, Benchwarmers.
Hey, now.
April 7th. I'm going to the premiere on Sunday.
Oh, you are
going
to go?
Yes.
Oh, good.
I found out that somebody was a fan of mine over there, and that's all it takes.
It wasn't Napoleon Dynamite?
It was just a grip.
Oh, good.
But the point is there's a fan. No, I guess the guy who directed it.
Oh, Dennis Dugan.
Dennis Dugan.
Pretty good. So, yeah, he's good. If you ever want to stay around and do lots of takes, he'll help you out. Pretty good. Going again.
That's always an uncomfortable thing where you have to explain to somebody who's been watching you do a take, oh, no, I nailed it. And he says, no, let's try it again. And you're explaining that you nailed it.
I like when they go, so great, we're going to do 10 more. And I go, what was so great about it then?
Right. Well, they do.
Benchwarmers is fun. The trick is about it is that when you do a baseball movie, he knows a lot about baseball. And you forget that. It's like shooting 24 because you got like the POV of the pitcher, and then you got the catcher's POV, then you got the first base.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, I got to do all my dumb jokes 90 times.
Right, because they're catching it from 1,000 angles.
Listen, how many times can I take a rock in the nardules? Like in the trailer, I throw a rock at Schneider, he's mowing the lawn, and it misses him, and it goes in the lawnmower and comes right back in my nard. Dude, you're not going to see that in Ice Age 2.
No way.
No,
they don't have the guts to do a mower rock in the nard skag.
Dude, and then they sat there with, like, a tennis ball gun with rocks in it, fake rocks that are about 90% are real rocks.
Right.
And then they just get right off camera about 3 feet away from my nards, and he's got, like, goggles on and a helmet. He's like, phoom! Right into my balls. I'm like, ah!
Did you, yeah, it's like, these aren't real rocks. This is crushed granite put together with Portland cement.
And I'm like,
it's actually harder than a rock.
And then he goes, I'm like, why don't you just throw a rock at him? Like, it's easier.
Right.
And you might hit me in the ball. Because he kept hitting me, like, in the chest and the leg, and I got welts on me. I'm like, guys.
Well, the thing about throwing, we tried to do that on the man show once, and the union freaked out because there's a whole cannon rock firing to the NADS union that's pretty strong here in Hollywood. And those guys will walk on you. They're more powerful than the Teamsters.
They're more powerful than that late walkout I've been seeing lately.
Yeah.
What's going on? No one's going to school, but go ahead.
Are you talking about the Mexicans?
Yeah, I'm not going to fix that overnight. So
no, but if anyone could, it'd be you.
Well, I went to Home Depot. Here's what I did my part. On my show, on that showbiz show, I fire my assistant.
Mm-hmm.
And I go, I'll give someone else a break. So I go to Home Depot and hire the day workers.
Yeah.
And I go, who's good with a BlackBerry? And they're all just staring at me. Who knows Final Draft? Some guy comes up, adios mio. So I go, all right, good enough. So he comes and he's my assistant all day, doesn't know what he's doing. And I'm like, take a letter. Dear Joaquin. I think it's a J, it might be a W.
Can he pronounce your name?
And he goes, Mr. David.
Oh, he can't say David. See, my.
Oh, because I had him call Pam Anderson and tell her I'm having a barbecue. So she's like, it's Pam, leave a message. And I go, Pam. And he goes, Pang.
Yeah.
I go, in Malibu. And he's like, in my.
Yeah.
I go, everyone's dressing very skimpy. And he's like, big is kinky. I go, you know what? I could have made that call.
Well, but to be fair, David, if you went to like Guadalajara and you were going to be an apprentice to a mason, you know what I mean? How good a job would you do?
It's also like, is every Mexican a busboy? I mean, they're taking the jobs away from the guys that
some do stucco, but no, yes, I agree. They're not all. It's 80% busboy, 20% stucco guys.
A tough argument. Like, look, who's going to do your dirty work? That's us.
Yeah.
No, I don't know. I just, I you know what? I stayed out of it this time, Adam.
Smart.
Yeah, I sit in my office and I blow smoke rings out like you do.
That's right. And you talk into a dictaphone.
I go, take a note. I have another funny thought.
Right. Well, the Showbiz show is back on Comedy Central Thursdays at 10:30. I want to give that a plug. And also Benchwarmers coming out on April 7th. We got to take a break, David. But I will see you in Westwood on Sunday.
Oh, yeah, that'll be fun.
Now pretend like you know me, right, brother?
Have a good time.
All right, looking
all right.
forward to seeing
thanks
you there.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Thanks for coming on.
Bye-bye.
We'll take ourselves a little break. We'll be back with news. We'll be back with sports. Brett Michaels, we're having the first annual Adam Off. There's going to be impersonations of moi and much, much more after this.
You're listening to the Adam Carolla Show. Call Adam now at 866-901-ADAM.
Mm-hmm. Well, we have the Adam impersonators starting to line up. They're queuing up.
Ooh,
in the green
la.
Room.
This is going to be dynamite.
Yeah.
That was the whitest dynamite ever.
A lot of heavy hitters out there, by the way. Not comedically, just, you know, morbidly obese. Mm-hmm. A lot of big bone guys out there. Evidently, I tracked that crowd. No one, an ounce under 215 coming into this room to do the Ace Man. Point is that's coming up. I gave them now. What we're going to do is we're going to do the sort of compulsory parts, like the figure skating, and then there'll be a freestyle competition, too. The compulsories are my analogies. I am evidently somewhat famous for giving analogies. I don't know why I'm attracted to them, and I don't write them down or tabulate or compile them. So when somebody says we need one of your analogies, I have to search the internet. Well, actually, my wife searched the internet last night while I yelled at her. Find me an analogy. Go to one of those old Loveline chat room things and go find me a good analogy.
Is that true? They show up. Your analogy show up on the if you just plug them into the website.
Yeah. Wow. Well, no, I don't know how it works, but you do Loveline. I did Loveline for 10 years, and a lot of teenagers would listen to the show, and it was a big national show, and they all have computers, and there was all these unofficial websites and homepages and all sorts of stuff like that, and so they would have these companions, and they would have audio archives and, you know, quotes of the week and all that kind of stuff. What's that, Brian? Sorry. The message board stuff.
Oh.
And modesty and illiteracy prevented me, not in that order, from ever really checking them out. But once in a while, my wife would get on and go find a quote or something like that. And it was kind of weird because it was like a resource for yourself. It would happen from time to time that someone would say, we're doing this print campaign, or we need a slogan, or we need a quote, or we need something. And I would just go, oh, well, I'll just go to the Loveline Companion and see if I can find something I said that was funny from 3 years ago. Maybe that'll do.
Imagine how helpful a book of all these
It would be great if I could spell or write or do anything.
You got a shadow writer, but the book is yours.
I had.
What, did Paris Hilton write her own book?
That's a good point. I didn't even know she had a book.
So does Nicole.
I thought that was just hollowed out. She kept her gun and her birth control in it. Point is, I had to send my wife on a wild goose chase last night on the internet. I would be yelling at her, that's not funny. And she'd be like, well, you said it. Yeah, still, that was lame. Give me a good one. So I found four analogies, and they are going to do my analogies, each a separate one, and then that's a compulsory part. And then the freestyle steps in.
Interesting.
All right.
This is going to be fun.
First, we're going to move forward. We're going to do some news. Filling in for Rachel Perry, Claudia. Wait a minute. D, someone help me out.
It's not Buttafuoco.
Yeah, but it's not the, what the hell? I've never written down anywhere here. It should have an A.
It's not,
I agree with that.
It
sounds better.
F-U-C-C-O.
Yeah. It should be DeFalco, not DeFalco.
Right.
That's why it always hits me is the A and the O there. Anyway,
I just like to be different.
Filling in for Rachel Perry in the news. Claudia DeFalco.
Kidnapped U.S. reporter Jill Carroll has been released in Iraq after nearly 3 months in captivity. After she spoke to her father, she was reported in good condition.
You know, I stopped you four syllables in, but I was watching that this morning at 5 in the morning. I like your style, baby. By the way, that it's your show attitude could take you a long, long way in this business. A long way. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, where was I? Oh, yes. The kidnapped reporter, yeah, they just eventually got tired of her and let her go. We never did find her. But it strikes me, how hard are the ground forces looking for the liberal reporter who just got done writing an article for LA Weekly called Blood for Oil? You know what I mean? Like, okay, all right, sweetie. Baby killers over here? Not doing our job? Okay, have fun.
You know what she's saying? That the her captors treated her very well.
Yes, which makes me think she's very liberal. Because I would never say that. I would have plenty of complaints.
Well, you mentioned when we first saw her, you thought her to be a fox.
She's attractive for that gig. Yeah.
FHM agreed. They put her on her top 100 list.
I always, maybe this is sick and morbid and whatever. They never talk about the sort of sexual component of the whole thing, which is a bunch of horny dudes trying to defile the white infidel and keeping her in captivity for 3 months. Is there raping going on here? Is that against their religion? They never really talk about it, but they're misogynists. I mean, do the math. They're horny, they're misogynist, and they hate whitey.
Well, she said she was treated well, so either they didn't rape her or they happened to be tremendous lovers.
Interesting. Yes, I've learned from watching
story is going to come out of this.
Hours of porn that women eventually like it when you force themselves on you. They give it. Yes.
Maybe she will be the one to bring peace in the Middle East.
It'd be nice.
In entertainment news, last night on American Idol, Lisa was eliminated.
So sad.
How do you feel looking back at this trip?
You know, this has been the experience of a lifetime, and I wouldn't trade it for anything.
That's right. She's 16. She's talented. She's good. Simon can't be taking this too well. Paul Abdul has signed on for 3 more years with American Idol.
Wow.
Let me tell you something. I don't care what contestant they eliminate. What they need to eliminate is Randy Jackson's stupid, stolen dog pound thing.
I second that.
From this day forward, let's replace it with the fish tank. How say you, fish tank? Thank you.
Is there nobody on that staff that can approach him and remind him that this is something that was effed out in 1989?
Yes.
Nobody?
Including the
dog. Cal's busy insulting everybody. He doesn't have time to say, hey, Jackson, you swipe this bit.
Yes. I remember when we were first doing this show, and I said, fellas, I got an idea for a bit. It's called Heine Wine. And Brusca said, no, Rick Dees used to do that in the mid-90s. And I said, I don't care. I'm doing it anyway. It's that funny.
If it's good, it's good.
It's good. It's good. It's timeless, like the wine I speak of. And he said, no, we can't because someone else already did it. And I respected him for it.
And thanks to Ryan Seacrest, Terry Hatcher may not be so desperate anymore. Pictures have been published showing the two smooching. Here's Ryan commenting to Extra about Hatcher fueling the rumor.
Terry Hatcher? Oh my gosh. You're making me blush.
Yeah, I'm trying to.
I think she's great. I saw her at the Grammys in that beautiful dress.
I took it off.
I like the part where, you know, she was on the cover of Vanity Fair, whatever the hell it was, last month, and it's like shocking tales of sexual abuse. Meanwhile, she's wearing a thong back and has pasties on, standing on the cover. It's like, Terry, what we're going to do here is we're going to make you cry by talking to you about your grandfather sexually abusing you in the basement of your Kentucky home. Let's show a little more ass. Can we please show some more ass? Give a little cheek spread. Spread. Did your grandfather do this to you, or... Don't cry, sweetie. The makeup's running. Let's see a little more ass. Perfect. What a bizarre and weird message and strange world this is for an atheist. Seeing this woman wearing a cocktail napkin covering her right boobie and showing all ass cheek and everything. It's like sexual abuse. The whore. Okay. So sexual abuse is good. I'm getting horny.
Wow. That's that sort of troubled past that leads you into the arms of Ryan Seacrest.
Evidently.
Also in hookup news, as we reported yesterday, Jessica Simpson may be adopting a baby, but Nick Lachey may have adopted a babe. MTV's Vanessa Minnillo, who is also the vixen, is in his new video.
Manx. Mm-hmm.
She's not on the list, right?
I don't know, but she's a fox.
She's foxy.
She's on my list. She makes the Fox News in my world.
You know who is on the list? Angelina. There may be trouble in paradise for Angelina and Brad. He wants to set a wedding date. She doesn't. And it looks like she's getting tired of his whining and misses the good old days when, you know, when he was still married to Jen, when he was independent and masculine.
Yeah,
she's going to dump him. She's too hot.
She really, it seems like, you know, it's one of those, she seems like some sort of, like, workout routine that I could stay with for a couple of weeks to shed a few pounds, but I couldn't imagine making a lifestyle out of this. Honey, it's Sunday. I'm watching the game with the boys. Hell no, we're going to Cambodia. What? Yeah, we got to adopt. And then we're speaking in front of the UN, and then we're going to fly a model. We're going to fly a single engine aircraft over, and we're going to do a water landing, and then we're going to adopt some more kids, and then it's off to the former Soviet Union. We're going to adopt. I'd be like, I want to watch some TiVo masturbate, sweetie. This is interfering with my plans of sleeping through life. But poor sweet relief comes in the form of the Grim Reaper.
She's going to dump him soon. Who's with me on that?
Yeah,
she's too hot. She's the crazy chick.
She's nuts, though. She's nutty. And the thing about nutty, here's what nutty is. Nutty is a 10. It's you have one speed when you're nutty, and it's super high speed. So when you get into a relationship, you start wearing around vials of each other's blood, and you start getting tattoos, and it's, I love this person, and we're getting it on in the limo on the way to the Golden Globes and all this kind of stuff. But then breaking up's a 10, too.
Yep.
Done. What you want is a nice, solid 5.
Mm-hmm.
Give me that 5, everybody.
I'm Clydie DeFalco, and I'm done.
It's time for Dave Damashek's number one sports. Number one sports. Do it, Dave.
NBA. The days dwindle down to a precious few for those teams fighting for the last couple playoff spots. The Kings of Schwarzenegger have maintained their game and a half lead on the New Orleans/Oklahoma City Hornets for the 8th spot in the Western Conference with a win last night over Portland. Hornets kept pace by beating Golden State. Seattle Seahawks head coach Mike Holmgren says he's considering retiring after this season. Apparently he's developed a lot of back problems from carrying around that giant mustache he wears on his face, especially since the Super Bowl when the stash got waterlogged with those tears from all the crying he did about the referee.
Sure as hell wasn't Gatorade being dumped on him that logged that stash.
Hey, man, no, that Gatorade was reserved for the winners, a team named the Pittsburgh Steelers. How say you, fish tank? Thank you. Final four in just 2 days. It'll be the Florida Gators versus the George Mason Cinderellas, and of course LSU going up against UCLA. I've made this decision. I'm going to watch it.
Really?
Yes.
You will be home watching TV on a Sunday.
I've decided I will watch it.
Wow.
Yes. Great shame in Durham, North Carolina, where the Duke lacrosse team is all suspended after an exotic dancer accused several of them of sexual assault. Some are calling it the greatest embarrassment to the state since Clay Aiken. Or perhaps Dawson's Creek. Specifically, the appearance of Adam Carolla.
Well, what are you going to do? Duke Lacrosse was my porn name. Yes, I played
a
Frenchman.
You did a lot of work in the porn industry.
Well, this was gay porn, but Duke Lacrosse. Have you worked with Duke Lacrosse? No, I won't. Not anymore.
Too big.
Yeah. Duke Lacrosse is too much man for me. That would be a solid porn name. Duke Lacrosse.
Yeah, that is nice. Yeah. Well, especially in light of this story. Yeah. What? Some cachet, though.
Yeah.
You know.
Sure.
Now, bad news for Giants fans. Major League Baseball is going to investigate the alleged steroid use by Barry Bonds.
Mm.
And it's going to be head up by former U.S. Senate Majority Leader George Mitchell. And is that right? More timely. He's walking into the press conference right now. The police could contact him at any moment, but here, let's see if we can get into that.
Well, fellas, Johnny Law's got me in his sights, but hear me now and hear me well. I came by these muscles fair and square. Barry Bonds don't do no dope, and any jamook who says different's got a knuckle sandwich in their future. I ain't scared of nobody. Excuse me. Hello. Officer Sheldrake. It's Officer Sheldrake. Yes, but... Mm-hmm. I suppose... I'm sorry. Whatever you say. Very well. I'll turn myself in ASAP. And again, I'm sorry. Now, where was I? I was there. Nuts. I gotta go.
That's Bonds?
Wow.
That was Bonds.
Yeah. Barry Bonds.
He's got a weird ring on that cell phone.
Yeah, no, well, I don't know about that sort of thing. But, I mean, he it was pretty defiant, but sounds like he's going to be taken down a peg or two.
Sheldrake called,
Yeah, Sheldrake's going to take him down. He means business.
Dave Damashek's number one sports.
All righty. Well, Brett Michaels is here from Poison. We'll talk to him in just a second. And then we're going to have the first Adam. Can't say that. First annual Adam off. Sounds so gay. Maybe we should get Duke LaCrosse in on that one. Yeah. We have an all-star lineup who is going to do impersonations of yours truly. They're preparing their material as we speak. Brett Michaels next.
You're listening to the Adam Carolla Show. Call Adam now at 866-901-ADAM.
There's a little Poison for you. Brett Michaels. Just coming into studio. Good to see you, Brett.
Good to see you, Adam. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, thanks.
I was looking at my notes here. We got the 20 Years of Rock Best of CD, which is coming out on Tuesday. Over 22 million records sold, 15 top 40 singles, and a 10-acre Malibu ranch.
We're still waiting for that first royalty check. They tell me it's coming.
Yeah, how does that work?
I'm not exactly sure how the legalities of it work. We were one of the fortunate bands that in the beginning of our career when we were writing Every Rose and Something to Believe In and all these songs, no one was really that interested in our publishing or doing a record with us.
Right.
So the good side of it is they let us keep all that. And in the end, it ended up being...
Millions?
Ended up being a blessing.
Is it all about the publishing and the royalties and that kind of stuff? Because I was just talking to someone the other day, trying to figure out whether people, it's hard to tell whether people in the music industry are filthy rich because they've had some platinum records or never saw anything other than the initial check they got from the record company. Is it all about having your name on that royalty?
You know what? I'll say this. I know that seeing a platinum record, it may feel great as a stroke to an ego, but I don't think it means anything unless you go back. And I don't know how every contract works. I know with ours, we were pretty street smart, and we got offered a lot of deals when we first started out. Mm-hmm. And I didn't know much about much, but I have a good learning curve, and I read some of this stuff, and I was like, this looks like we'd have to sell 52 million records to make 52 cents. And even though when you start out, you're not in it for the money, you're in it to have... I mean, we were living...
You want to get laid.
Mostly, yeah. Yeah. I mostly wanted to get laid. And
I'll do the fun math. I know you were going to say to have fun, but I'll do the fun math.
Thank you.
On that.
But it's true. And then if you do something, we were pretty fortunate. We all looked at stuff and said, these contracts, a lot of them suck. And so we did our own independent record, and then Capitol came and picked us up from that.
So you're fine, hence the 10 acres up in Malibu. And what about... And another question I had about that is some bands, everyone is cut in and kissed in equally, right? Like if you're in U2, everyone gets 25%, whether you're playing the hollowed out fish or whether you're actually penning the song, right?
I mostly play the hollowed out fish.
Well, that's the kind of band I'd like to get into. Hey, Adam, play the tambourine over there. Would you sweet pea and shake your ass? And here, by the way, is a royalty check. I stayed up all night doing coke writing this song, but here's your cut of it. Now, did Poison have that, or is it you that's getting the lion's share of the dough?
No, we are 25% each.
Wow.
Yeah, we split. We decided, listen, if we're going to live in this back half of a dry cleaner down here and struggle to make it together, regardless of who did what or who wrote what, that it was important that we all sort of went up and down the ladder together.
Mm-hmm. And you started, where did you start off? In the Midwest somewhere?
No, actually Pennsylvania.
Hmm.
Yeah, it's sort of
Harrisburg, right?
Harrisburg, yeah. We originally Pittsburgh. I was born in Pittsburgh.
Is that right?
Yep. My dad was in the Navy, so we ended up at the Inland Naval Depot in good old Mechanicsburg, Pennsylvania.
Fantastic. I'm from Wilkinsburg, PA.
I know it very well. We play up there, Montage. Scranton.
Mechanicsburg is sort of an oxymoron.
They use it in The Simpsons a lot.
First time you ever hear Berg at the end of the word mechanic. You know what I mean? Normally you don't hear Berg or Stein. Two things you don't hear affiliated with the word mechanic. Nobody has a mechanic. That's the word Burger Stein. Yeah. But Mechanicsburg is jumbo shrimp. You know what? The hell's that? Confusing for the folks living there.
Elliot Mechanicsburg has never walked the face of the earth.
Right. Your dad, I'm guessing from the looks of you and growing up in Mechanicsburg and your dad being in the Navy and whatnot, not a Jew? Not a Jew.
No.
Okay. No shame in that.
No.
No shame in not being a Jew. So you're from Mechanicsburg. That's where the band, that's where Poison gets together. That's where it all starts.
That was the mecca of our career was in Mechanicsburg, playing places like the Paradise where we would move the pool table out of the way and
right.
move our gear in and play, and you play every cover song. And eventually we just said, look, we wrote our own stuff, and we'd start playing a bunch of songs that we had written, and that didn't go over very big. People weren't drinking beer and dancing to our music, so the bar... You know, the bar owners didn't want us back, so we picked up and moved out to the Los Angeles area.
What year is this now?
This is March of 84.
Wow, early 80s.
Yeah.
And how long before things break?
It was about, really about 2.5-3 years. We just kind of, we were out there for a while, and we just decided that we wanted to do an independent record on our own. We were getting nowhere. We went into every single label. They all turned us down.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we did a lot of demo deals, mm-hmm. you know, which is a write-off for most of the labels. We didn't know that. We thought, they love us. We're going to make it. This is going to be huge. And so finally we put out Look What the Cat Dragged In and released Talk Dirty to Me. And right then there was a station called KNAC that was just breaking.
Right.
A rock station out of Long Beach. And they played the song, and it just kind of, it really took it. We shot the video ourselves for like $5,000 and just threw a party and played music like we always did, and it just hit.
And you invested your money, you hung on to your money. You're fine.
Yeah,
you're good.
Yeah, we did all right.
Do you have to work anymore?
No.
No,
wow.
You're good from there.
But I love, can I make a statement?
Yes,
I wanted to clear this up, because a lot of bands of our genre get a lot of crap, but there's a lot of bands of every genre who have people that had great business managers and really, really awful business managers. And we were just one of the fortunate ones that had some great people around us in the beginning of our career. And I say this, I would make music regardless,
mm-hmm.
because you look at people like De Niro, and De Niro, I don't think he's acting because he needs some money. I love making music, and I've gone out there, and we'll get done playing. We were talking about this, playing at Irvine, and then I'll go across the street to a club and go play that night for nothing and just have a great time.
I feel the same way with comedy. Of course, it wouldn't be 5 days a week in this hellhole, but I come in for like 8 minutes between noon and 4 o'clock on a Wednesday, and you know, do my thing. I mean, if I wasn't getting paid, that's
correct.
What I'm saying. I have a love.
He's a correct.
I have a marginal love of the sport of comedy. All right, Oswaldo is here. Ozzy, how say you?
I'm here, Ben.
That's good.
It's a good start.
Ozzy is my brother when I used to do carpentry. Ozzy and I worked together for many years. I swore one day I'd get on FM radio and take you out of that hellhole known as carpentry. And I was true to my word, was I not, Ozzy?
Yeah, free FM.
Yeah, there you go. Nice job, buddy. Ozzy does all our movie reviews here on the program, and we thought he'd do a little review of your infamous sex tape with Pamela Anderson. Now, what year was this shot in? Pardon the pun.
I want to say 90. It was Halloween of 94.
Smart.
95, something like that.
Yeah, you got in early and often. And were you guys a boyfriend? You never got married. Were you engaged or anything? How long did you guys date?
We dated for about, I'd say, about a year and a half.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And whose idea was it to make the tape?
It was a little bit of both. You know what I mean? I mean, we were going to the up to the mansion, the Playboy Mansion that night to do to go to the Halloween party and just have mm-hmm. some fun. And it was really, you're going to laugh, it wasn't done actually to be a tape. It was done more for the, we had a bunch of TV screens and just stuff around. It was,
I
got to
say, out of respect for you and Pam and not being able to negotiate the internet, I've never seen the actual footage of it.
I have.
Big Cad has.
I have, yeah.
Unclear who you're masturbating to, by the way.
Sorry, Brett. I forgot to mention that to you.
Please admit that you were doing it to Brett than Pam.
I was doing it to Pam, sorry.
How's Brett doing down?
I would say about 99.9%.
How's he doing downstairs, by the way?
You know, I don't judge dudes.
Right.
But,
it's impossible.
Go gentle. I'm in the room.
Huge.
Huge. Yeah, I have this theory. Everyone's always like, oh, man.
He's lying, but it's nice. He knows I'm in the room.
Everyone who does, every guy who films himself having sex is magically hung, but that's the way it works.
I didn't use a wire. See, my problem was it was bad lighting, and I didn't know it would ever see the light of day. I kind of wish if I would have went back, it would have heated the room up a little more and
sure.
better lighting and a wide-angle lens.
You were looking more at the TV screen than
see,
Pam.
He's saying what I'm saying, and that's what yeah. won our case, is it right. was never meant to be a vi- But anyway, go ahead.
I'm just
go
saying ahead. A guy, when a guy's...
I'm giving him free tickets to defend my size.
When a guy's hung like a chapstick it. Cap, he doesn't think, let's get the tripod right. out, honey. Right. Shut the lights, and let's do it through a hole in the sheet like the Hasidim. Although the sheet, if you go too ply, is too thick for the Ace Man. All right. Ozzy.
Yep.
You saw the film? You saw the sex tape? You saw it a long time ago.
Yeah.
All right. Back in Nicaragua, or they're showing it on the plane over here? Okay. So you have a review for us?
Yep.
Good. We have a very special new introduction for that.
Oswaldo. Tell us about some
celebrity sex tapes.
We want to know is
celebrity sex tapes.
You have seen. Go ahead, Oswaldo, tell us.
A long time ago, I saw the sex video with Pamela Anderson and Bret Michael.
Yes.
I see in the video that Pamela is hungry and thirsty.
She's thirsty, too.
Thirsty, yeah. She very experienced in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
She doing a good job. She make a sex, and I saw that she was not happy.
Not happy.
Not coordinated.
No, not coordinated.
Yeah.
Well, she could have had a few glasses of champagne.
She's
or something.
Thinking something other than she make it.
She's what?
She thinking other thing, you know.
To her mind,
she
somewhere doing. Else.
Yeah.
Oh.
In the moon.
Wow. Well, he's a harsh critic.
Yeah. In the movie, Bret Michael look like he's.
Like what?
Like he having, you know, a really good time.
Yeah. Mm. Sure.
He's a very lucky man.
Wow, it's not luck.
The Bret Michael and Pamela Anderson sex tape left this reviewer cold.
Oh, wow. It sounded like he was a fan of the sex tape until
and then
the
it
end.
Went bad at the end.
Left him cold. Yeah. So brutal, Ozzy. I'll tell you what, Ozzy, go back and watch it again. Maybe it'll change your views on it.
No more green.
Oh, okay. You need more. Nice shot.
Celebrity sex tapes.
Review. We hope you did not
Well, for that, for being a good sport, Bret Michaels deserves one hell of a plug. And here goes, is the new CD, The Best of Poison, 20 Years of Rock, in stores Tuesday. So that's coming up yes. this Tuesday yes. in 5 days or so, right?
Right, and then the tour kicks off in early June.
Mm-hmm. Where yep. do you start out here? Big Tad will be there?
I will be at both places.
Yeah, well, I know Phoenix, we're down at Cricket Pavilion. I know it in L.A. we're at Blockbuster. Or
Glen Helen Pavilion.
Glen Helen, and we're also Universal Amphitheater.
Yes. He'll
and
be
Fresno and Reno and all this.
Tad will
I'll be a roadie
at
if
all
I can.
Those places. Yes.
We already worked him out. See, what I should have done is
can I
greased
come?
Him. Yes, you may
yes.
come.
You can be my date.
I greased him with great tickets and passes, so he gave me a great review, and that's why I love him. I didn't get to him first. If I would have got to him with them tickets, it would have been a much better review.
He was yeah. already greased from the ribs he ate this morning.
Pretty yeah. much.
Yeah, you don't have to grease Tad. If he closes no. his mouth and pinches his nose and pushes hard, bacon fat will come
no,
from his
right?
pores. Yes. All right. Tad, it's going to be great to see you up on the shoulders of your guy pal up there. Hold the lighter.
I'll have the lighter,
head.
And I'll have the I Love Bret Michaels t-shirt.
Thank you.
Thank you. Brent, thank you for coming in.
Hey, you're welcome.
We'll
thank you for having
we'll
me
We'll be
on.
Back with the impersonation competition of moi. After this.
You're listening to the Adam Carolla Show. Call Adam now at 866-901-ADAM and do it right now.
Yes, you should. 866-901-ADAM's the phone number. We're going to do a little Carolla off here. We have four ringers in the studio. They are going to do their best impersonation of me. We will judge a winner now. It's not all about tone. I mean, it's important to sound like me, but the attitude, did I say that? The attitude is good. The material's good. It all gets factored in. Also, the way we're going to do this is we're going to do the compulsory part of it, which is a prepared statement. It's one of my analogies I had my wife find on the internet last night. We got four separate ones. I've given it to all the boys. Our four
some
contestants.
Crew that's been assembled.
Yes, Cousin Sal is here from Jimmy Kimmel Live.
Thanks for having me.
The man show, many other places. Thanks for being on the show, Sal. I know it's early for you.
It's going to be a good time.
Ray Oldhofer, a guy I've known since the fourth grade. You've seen him on the TLC show. I did. He was the guy who was naked, pulling his scrotum up over his penis and yelling, turtle attack.
Also, perhaps to some best, maybe best remembered for when applying for a job at the Man Show, decided that it would make a good impression on the boss, Jimmy Kimmel, and so he pooped in his desk.
Hearsay.
It was a little payback, I think, for something that Jimmy did to me. Oh, you know what it was? Is it was a great moment. Ray has been wanting to break into show business about a week before I got into show business. The thing is he didn't want to write or be funny or memorize lines or anything. He just figured if I got in, he could get in, too. Like, it was a job down at the docks. I'd somehow broken in. He knew a union leader over there. Now, he could get a gig driving a forklift. So
it was my best move.
He wanted in on the Man Show. Jimmy played a practical joke on me where he'd convinced me that the lead singer from the Dixie Chicks was stalking me and forced me to make a very embarrassing phone call that he recorded to her telling her... even though the Ace Man was hot, there wasn't enough of him to go around for all the ladies. And it was very humiliating. The point is Ray decided to get a little vigilante justice by defecating in the top drawer of Jimmy's desk. And not in the deep one on the side, but the very thin one that you keep the pencils in.
I don't remember. Did you get the job?
Yeah, but it was on like a 3-year delay, maybe four.
Yeah, he did not end up getting that gig. He did call me, though, that evening and explain to me that there was a fresh log waiting for Mr. Kimmel first thing when he got into work. And then it became like a skit from a bad National Lampoon movie where I said, Ray, you got to break into the Man Show office and you have to retrieve that Duke before Kimmel finds it because he's not going to think it's funny.
Done and done, by the way. 5:30 a.m.
Yeah.
Got there.
Gets there at 5:30 a.m. Dressed as a shrub. Moving closer and closer to the building. Infiltrates it. Shoulder roll through the main window and then steals the Duke back. Now, was that your dookie, or was that our buddy John's dookie that you placed there?
The latter.
It's John's. Yeah. So he retrieved someone else's defecation.
Did you give it back?
Actually, I still have it.
Open your wallet and show Sal. Takes the Duke back. But what happens is 2 weeks later, my stupid buddy, the Wheeze, ends up blabbing to Jimmy during a drunken dinner conversation that Ray defecated in his desk, and that was enough. The damage had been done.
Lynch, this music is not appropriate when we're talking about Ray. Please play Planet of the Apes. He's more beast than man.
So, anyway.
Beast than man!
Cousin Sal here, Ray here, Bill Cott, voice man extraordinaire. Bill Cott is here, and Jeff Richards as well. You remember from Saturday Night Live, also a great impressionist. So we have some civilians and we have some pros. But like I said, it's up for grabs. It's not all just on, it won't be judged all on technical merit. We need to see a little spirit and some attitude as well.
These are two of the competitors know you know, intimately.
Yeah.
Romantically, even, perhaps. And Bill Cott and Jeff Richards, master impressionists.
I would say when you call somebody and say, you got to get to my office and remove the fecal matter from my partner's desk, you have a relationship with that. You know what I mean? That means you guys go back. You wouldn't just do that with a stranger.
Now, are we gonna bet on this at all?
Who? I guess we have to now that you brought it up on the air.
I suppose so.
I wasn't planning on it, but I'll tell you what. You want to? But we're also going to judge, so it's going to be tough to bet judge. You're going to tend to want to go for the guy you put your money.
Well,
with.
You can't. It's hard for you to judge. Are you going to judge yourself? People who do you the best. That seems tough.
Let's just wait till tomorrow. Do this. We obviously did not hash out. Is Brett Michaels still here? Get him back in here. I think we'll all just decide who the winner is.
All right.
All right. I think I can judge.
What's the winner get? You guys didn't.
Brusco, what do you got over there? You got something for Hooters something?
I got a $3 gift certificate from Hooters.
$3.
My bet, by the way, is with Sal.
I think I've heard a little bit of them, and it's quite funny.
You got the money with Sal. Yeah. All right. And Sal's, what do you get? Do they get? Can we get a couple hundred bucks over at Hooters?
We're going to give them $100. $100 for Hooters.
Okay, Sal, have you had chicken wings before?
I have not.
Okay, well, this is going to be a treat for you, then.
I'll play for raised defecation. I don't care. I'm easy to please.
Okay, also, all right, so there we have Sal, we have Ray, we have Bill, we have Jeff. Let's just let's start off with Bill Cott. Let's get started. Now, again, he will be reading an analogy.
This is a compulsory.
An actual compulsory.
These are words that actually came out of your mouth, right?
That's right. Again, and read the top, too, so there's a context.
Okay.
All right, we're ready?
The following is Adam on being an atheist.
Here's the thing about being an atheist. It's really like you're being a referee in a game you're not playing in. You're not on this team. You're not on that team. You don't really care who wins. You're just hanging out and making sure a fight doesn't break out. Mm. And also, everyone hates you.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, I jumped in there. You know, I don't remember the part about everyone hating me.
I had to add that.
Wow.
There were some hints of Nicholson in there.
Yeah.
Did you catch that?
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
It was solid, but I still like to hear what the other competitors have to offer. Let's go, Ray. You ready, Ray? You poised?
Yeah.
Into the mic, please.
First of all, I'd like to say I was at the bathroom earlier, so my performance might be a little inhibited because I witnessed Jeff puking.
Oh, this is out of line.
Wow. That true, nervous?
True. Different athletes prepare in different ways.
Could That's be all. An eating disorder.
I had I drank a little tequila last night.
Really?
Did you? It had to come out.
Did he really heat?
Yeah, twice. It was like crank anchors.
Wow.
Why is it and like I caught the anchors? Shoes because it was so.
It's like if I drink tequila, it's like just enough time goes by mm-hmm. to where I forget that I shouldn't drink tequila, mm-hmm. you know, so it's like it has to get out of me. So
then were you out celebrating last night or just
somebody bought? I would
have a problem with alcohol.
No, I did the improv.
No, couldn't be that.
I got a couple free shots.
Okay. All right. But the point is you brought your game face. You're ready to go. No,
cheap shot
right.
by Ray, putting down the
I know.
Competition.
Not putting down? All right. It's a fact.
Well, now it's time to put up, Ray. Mm.
All right. This is Adam, if he's intimidated on taking Howard Stern's place.
Be more clear on that, just to make sure.
Adam, if he's intimidated by taking Howard Stern's place.
Thank you for Much that better. Clarity.
That doesn't sound like Carolla.
I did the same way. All right. This is the line. Sure, it's intimidating, but you'd be an idiot not to do it. It's no, like this.
Impression? Start doing your impression.
I stop this
is competition.
Hold on. You're doing it.
What'd I tell you yesterday, Braska?
All right. Sure, it's intimidating, but I'd be an idiot not to do it. It's like this. If Jennifer Aniston wanted to get it on with you, sure, she was with Brad Pitt. Sure, you're never going to look that good with your shirt off. Sure, you can't compete with him, but you'd be an idiot if you didn't jump on it.
That was like Ray reading a card.
That's what I was doing.
No, he made a little effort there.
He got a little effort in there.
Wasn't a good effort.
Yeah. Brasco, you know, we talked about having Ray in here for the last week. If you think Ray did a bad job, you should fire yourself right now. Told you he was a jackass. All right, well, the competition is limp. The table is set.
Our salvation is supposed to be the tequila-drunk Jeff Richards here.
Well, let's hear from the aforementioned All right. Jeff Richards.
All right. Adam, on what his role was on Loveline. When you want your dog to take a heartworm pill and just hand it to him and he spits it out, but if you mash it into some Gainsburger, oh yeah, that's good, Gainsburger, he just laps it up. Look at Drew as the heartworm pill and me as the Gainsburger.
Little Ross Perot in there.
Yeah, a little Southern drawl, but otherwise
I'm warming up.
Yeah. Still drunk. All right, well, Sal.
Right.
The world is your Adam Oyster here. I think there's some competition, but I think it's definitely up for grabs.
All right, let me
Cousin
give it a whirl.
Right.
This is Adam on the radio sensor hitting the dump button when no profanity was used. Yeah, you can't blame the guy. His adrenaline's pumping and he has an itchy trigger finger. It's like in those 70s cop movies when the cops are shooting on that obstacle course. Every once in a while, the lady holding a cell phone pops up from behind the doorway and a cop blows her head off.
Yeah. Nice.
I like that one.
I like Sal, too.
So he's got better material, though, than mine.
Well, what? So it all
Gainsburger.
All right,
that's not your best work.
Okay, listen, we're not here to critique my analogies.
That's not going to help.
We're here to do me critiquing my analogies. All right, let's take a break. We will now. That's the compulsory part. Right. Well, that's only half the score.
We have to levy our judgments too.
Yeah, but that's only half the score. Right. Now the freestyle begins. That's when people call in and we play a spirited round of what can't Adam complain about with your phone calls and our four Adams over here. Call in 866-901-ADAM. We'll be right back after this.
It's the Adam Carolla Show. Call Adam Carolla now. 866-901-ADAM.
All right. Now, we have a full boat of what can't Adam complain about, but this is not the real Adam. This is the Fembot version of the Ace Man. Ray is in here. Good old buddy. Known Ray since the fourth grade. Cousin Sal. Dear, dear friend, Cousin Sal. I remember meeting Cousin Sal when he picked me and Jimmy up from New York. He lived out in Long Island. Jimmy and I flew out about 10, 12 years ago, and I was amazed that Sal could not find his way from JFK back to the home he grew up in.
You ever think maybe I was screwing with you?
For the first 2 hours, I thought maybe he's screwing with me. But when eventually we almost ran out of gas and then almost clipped that car in the driving rain, and then you drove over the center medium strip there. And I thought it eventually, now I think he's serious about not being able to find his house. And I thought for a second, well, I couldn't find his house either. And then I thought, well, wait a minute, I wasn't born here. Right. That's Cousin Sal. The
one
Magellan
of
the group.
Gas days ever, by the way. Right?
Yes,
that happened.
Right.
So I lost out in the end.
Yes, the only redemption was me farting up Sal's mom's Malibu from JFK. We could have really just driven out from L.A. Would have taken less time. Cousin Sal. And,
that's what I call an ass half full.
Bill Cott.
Thank you.
I call them impressionist extraordinaire, but I'm going to go ahead and downgrade that after hearing his version of me moments ago. Jeff Richards.
In my defense, I just want to say, yes, it sounded a lot like
we got beat for that. We beat the man on a technicality with
that
one.
That
all right, anyway. And Jeff Richards, dear friend of the show, formerly of Saturday Night Live. I'll tell you, it's a mixed bag, but the point is that was that's only half the grade. That's
varying
the compulsory part.
So
yes.
Far.
Now we go to the freestyle competition. You must be lucid and fast on your feet here, people, because people are going to call up. They're going to throw a topic out. We're going to do what can Adam complain about, and you will be Adam. I say we go in reverse order here.
Yeah, here's the thing also. You have to complain, obviously, is the bit. Mm-hmm.
You have to complain about whatever topic they toss out to you. That's right.
does
it Deacon Brusca? Sounds a little like Brenda.
To a booty. It's a great show. A lot of fun.
Yeah.
You got $100 to Hooters, I think.
When's the Brusca off?
All right.
9 o'clock hour.
Let's start with Cousin Sal. Is right. Adam Carolla. Joe?
Yes.
Give Sal the topic that he can complain about.
Uh-oh.
The word uh-oh?
No. It's the windmills.
Windmills.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, windmills. You know, the thing about windmills, you're driving to Palm Springs and the windmills are they're waving around. You know, Brusca, why are you waving your arms around right now?
What, you're we got a guest.
You're like a windmill yourself. You're like guiding a Boeing 747 onto the tarp, and I'm trying to complain about... Well, all right, just say so. In studio, we have legendary Academy Award-winning actor, the great Robert De Niro. Robert De Niro, everybody. And, of course, when you think about Robert De Niro, you can't help but think of Goodfellas, a movie I've seen about 10,000 times. I love that goddamn movie. I'll tell you, if my son were boxing for the heavyweight championship of the world on HBO and Showtime was playing Goodfellas, I'd choose to watch Bobby D and the boys stomp Billy Bats to death one more time. And speaking of boxing, why do you never see boxing on George Michael's sports machine?
Well, that's true. Okay.
What does George Michael have against the sport?
Well, goddammit, I'm right.
Did his great
22
uncle...
hours of Bronco busting in NASCAR, not 1 ounce of boxing.
And still not a peep out of Bob De Niro.
Yes.
Did his great uncle choke to death on a mouthpiece or something? And while we're on the subject of George Michael, what about the other George Michael? Can you come up with a gayer name for a band than Wham? You could call yourself the pickle-loving cornhole brigade, and it wouldn't sound as gay. All right, we're out of time. I'd like to thank the great Robert De Niro for stopping by.
Wow.
We'll be back to weigh Big Tad.
Cleverly done.
Ingenious. Yes. Ingenious, knowing that I'm tangential and I hop around just a little bit.
Thank you.
Prepared for
wasn't,
that.
Wasn't his topic windmills? Get in there with that.
That was his emphasis, but his major was Adam Carolla, and I think he got an A.
Masterfully
on that final.
Handled, yes.
Yeah, nice job. Whew, the bar's high. All right, now that would be who would go next there, Jeff? Would you be second here?
Sure.
You ready with your Brusca?
Oh boy. Get some more coffee for the people.
Now I'm not gonna go in order here, so you guys can't pre-prepare. Here is Tara from Seattle. Tara?
Yeah. How about free Brad Pitt?
What's up?
Billy Bob Thornton. Mm-hmm. Angelina Jolie.
Angelina Jolie. How can I not complain, or how can I complain about Angelina Jolie?
Everybody makes a big hype over Angelina Jolie, and she's a beautiful actress, and I enjoy her movies, and everything's great with that and everything. But here's the thing. If you look like a monkey, and you want to wear a prom dress out to the... oh boy, let me just read a commercial. New Quiznos. New hot roasted turkey panino. Quiznos. Slice thin roast beef they put on there. Oh, nice and good. Then they put the melted mozzarella cheese all good there like that. And then they don't put the ranch dressing on the bread. Oh, no. That would kill the toast. You don't want to kill the toast effect. You got to put it in the middle there between the cheese and the lettuce. Press it all down there and... only at Quiznos.
Wow.
Wow. Another very, very strong performance. I have to say, it came out of the gate with a bit of a stumble there. But,
right.
But really,
think?
Came on strong with the Quiznos.
You think I stumbled?
Dynamite.
Oh, my God.
Nice. Go back to the Brusca.
All right. Now, I believe we started then with Ray, so he'll go last. Is it Bill Cott?
No, we started with
Cott, and then Ray went. So it's time for Ray to step up to the plate. All right, Ray, what can Adam complain about? Let's go to line 8 over here. Sherry?
Yes.
You have a topic?
Yes, I do. How about Elvis Presley?
Elvis Presley.
How about less medication?
Listen, here's the thing about Elvis. You gotta love Elvis at a level, but, you know, on the later years, jumpsuit, whole thing, what the hell was that about? And the drugs. I love Elvis, true, but I kind of hate him on the same token.
This is the worst Brusca I've ever heard.
I think it's pretty good. Listen, here's the thing. I like Elvis. You might not. By the way, I invented the recycler roller.
Wow, all right. Okay. Again, Ray, not a professional.
New.
He's
very
a green.
New.
Yes, he's a greenhorn with a brown hand. All right, now it is time for Bill Cott, a seasoned veteran, a man who does many voices. Mine
way
not
to,
included
way
in that resume.
Way to set
evidently.
Me up for failure.
Yeah,
Adam.
Sorry.
Thank you.
You're feeling
in the
good.
Anchor position.
Oh yeah,
I'm feeling great.
You to me, swing for the fences.
I feel like and here's yeah. your shot here. Right. Do not choke up. Don't try to poke one up the middle or go for Texas leaguer. Just take a big mm-hmm. swing. Either knock it out of the park or you head back to the dugout. But either way,
send
you got
my
swing
way.
For the fences. All right. Here we go. Line 6. Oh, wait a minute. Went the wrong way. Line 6, Anthony?
Yeah.
You have a topic?
I do.
Let's hear it.
How about the beauty and softness of good toilet paper?
Soft toilet paper.
You know something? When I sit down at a toilet, I spend half my time reading the Newsweek, getting caught up with the perspective section. I probably do better wiping myself with that than the sweet cottony goodness of Cottonelle. I mean, the last thing I want brushing up against my short and curlies is something that makes me feel like I'm sitting in an easy chair. And while I'm going to leave some of it behind, I'll have to scrape it off 3 days later in the shower.
Wow. Strong. It's as strong ever.
He stuck with the Nicholson thing, and if unless my ear was mistaken, was there some Woody Allen in there?
Could have been, yeah.
Material well, strong, though.
There was a little wood sporting.
You guys all did a yeoman-like job on this. It's sad that you can't all be winners. Actually, anyone who has $100 is a winner. Just take it down to Hooters, and you'll be on the same par with whoever does get that gift certificate. That is the gift, $100 over at Hooters. We got a gift certificate. Well, Dave Damashek, how say you?
Well, I've added it up. I did the compulsory score, combined, obviously, with the freestyle. I'm going to go in order with who went first there. Bill Cott, a nice job, 16.9 combined score. Ray, 4.
Low score wins.
No, he means why'd we, what'd we bring you in here for? Not 4 of the numbers. What the hell was Proska thinking?
Yes,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, we should have went with 3, yeah.
Jeff. 7.8, and I threw in a couple extra bonus points, even though it may not be fair for the fine job with Brusca.
Oh, thank you.
Well, wait a minute. Bill Cott gets a 16 and change, and Jeff only gets a 7?
17.8.
Oh, 17.8.
Yes.
Oh, okay, so he's ahead of Bill.
Sal, on the strength of his 10.0 perfect score in the freestyle, 18.1.
Wow,
thank
nice
you.
Job.
I'll take that.
Right.
I think, if I'm not mistaken, that may be the first perfect score in the history of the Karoloff.
I think so, yeah. Claudia, how say you?
I got to go from worst to best. Ray, sorry. Bill, Jeff, and Sal.
Oh, thank you.
You were great.
This is going to work out.
It is. So even if I don't vote for Sal at this point, it would be... 2 out of 3.
Well, again, we didn't really work out our scoring system.
It's your show. You have the final
say. Yeah, let's just say mine counts for 1,000, and these guys count for next to nothing. Well, I will go in reverse order as well. Ray, sorry, buddy. But that's all right. You know tile and stucco.
You were the crap in the desk of this bit.
That's right.
Obviously. I hope your office is locked.
Bill! I'm only... Bill, I'm gonna give you a third place. Tough love, because I know what a pro you are and how talented you actually are. I didn't feel like you nailed it, but again, this is based on how good I actually think you are, or were, as it were. Jeff, you came in here, you barfed in the ladies' room. Yes, it was the ladies' room. You can't hold your booze, but none of these guys can hold a candle to your talent. Nice job being hungover. I'll put you into second place. And Cousin Sal.
Oh.
Cousin Sal, you did a wonderful job. You brought it. And like I said, in the freestyle competition, it was ingenious. I never thought about going on the tangential rants that I normally go on.
It was a dangerous play, too. Mm-hmm. The judges might not have responded to something like that, going off page like that.
Right.
It worked out.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
All right.
I'll take everyone to Hooters. What the hell do I care?
So give him the gift certificate.
I would like a rematch. Only because it was so close, I would like a rematch at some point.
Well, I'd like to be able to write something down for the
because, you know, he read a lot.
Well, look. Well, you lifted a Quiznos commercial right from the air.
Well.
We'll do the Brusca off next.
All right. Very good.
You'll be the odds-on favorite for that. Guys, thank you very much.
All right.
We will take ourselves a break. Jim Gaffigan, the comedian's comedian, Jim Gaffigan, in next after this.
Hey, this is Richard Jenny. You're listening to the Adam Carolla Show, the greatest show on radio. And I'm not just saying that. I'm being paid a handsome fee to say that.
Speaking of comedians, Jim Gaffigan in studio.
Oh, that guy's funny.
Yeah, he is the comedian's comedian. Beyond the Pale, name of his latest comedy DVD. I was going to say CD, but it's a DVD.
It's both.
It's both. Where did you record it?
At the Vic in Chicago. A beautiful theater.
Are you? It strikes me, it seems like you may be from the Midwest.
Yeah, I'm very white bread. White bread.
You're clear bread.
I am clear bread. I'm very pale.
You're white bread with the crust cut off.
I'm very, very pale. Half polar bear.
half
polar bear.
So well, three quarter.
The other half, my mother was Elton John. So
wow. Thought you may have been Tom Petty. All right, I'm sorry. I shouldn't be making jokes about you not being able to go in the sun.
It's a scary thing.
Jim, as I was looking down, I see him most recently, on Comedy Central all the time and all that, but see you all the time on the Sierra Mist spots.
Yeah.
And forgot you were the Rolling Rock guy.
Yes, I was. I only do those commercials because I love the product. Mm-hmm. The money is, you know, it's nice, but I really care and love Sierra Mist. Mm-hmm. And I'm not just bringing up Sierra Mist because I get money if I bring up Sierra Mist.
Oh, really?
No, I do those commercials because I feel like it's important.
For which product?
It's Sierra Mist.
Okay. Man, am I thirsty? I could go for a Sierra Mist.
Yeah, but yeah, you know, I'm not here to plug things like my website, jimgaffigan.com, or my MySpace /JimGaffigan. Mm-hmm. That's not why I'm here. I'm here because I'm running for senator. And I think I can do some good things for states like Arizona, where I'll be at the Celebrity Theater on April 29th.
You'll be performing there on the 29th.
I don't know what brought that up. But
well, I got to say, I do appreciate your candor and your attitude, mm-hmm. because a lot of guys come on here, and they're not fans of mine. They're not fans of the radio, and they're not fans of the fans. They use me like some sort of prostitute, as some sort of springboard to just launch, you know, give themselves a plug for the DVD, Beyond the Pale, released in February 2006, also with the accompanying CD, or a plug to where they may be performing or product they're pitching.
Yeah, see, that's why, you know, I mean, I've been a fan of you since the Man Show, Jimmy. And I have always, you know, we've been buddies. We did the modern dance class together, the hip-hop class, the hula class.
That was Jimmy. I'm Adam from the Man Show.
Yeah, no, I was, that was, yeah. Yeah. Okay. Sure. Yeah.
Right. But
I was doing that as kind of a thing where, you know, our nicknames, we call each other. I call you Jimmy and you call me JimGaffigan.com.
I see. Well, speaking of Jimmy, I do remember I used to call, I would call Mountain Dew Nectar of the Tards over the air many times until they got very angry at me. One of my program directors yelled at me on an airplane once. It's a long story. But the point is I would always say I hated Mountain Dew, and I pretty much figured, well, only stupid people drink Mountain Dew, and perhaps also had a bigger plan if they'd put some sort of sterilization agent into Mountain Dew and possibly horchata, we could clean up this city in a matter of months, you know what I mean? Because we don't need these people reproducing. But my point for some reason, 3 years later, Mountain Dew came to me and said, we'll give you, I don't remember what it was, $25,000 to do one commercial spot. And I said, count me in.
Yeah.
And Kimmel made fun of me. He called me a sellout. And I said, who's the joke on? Think about it.
It's all about art. Really.
That's what I said.
It's, you know, when you're an artist, when you live like an artist doing Sierra Mist commercials.
I came down from my Soho loft. I took off my beret. Mm-hmm. I had to hit off my non-filter cigarette. And I said, show me the money.
Well, I think it's so funny because, you know, I have friends that are like, you know, you do all these commercials. And I'm like, well, that's interesting because you're temping at a subsidiary of Pepsi. I'd rather get bigger money.
Yeah. They're like, Jim, man. Oh, first off, it's good to see you again. But, Jim, I can't believe you're selling your soul to the devil. And you're like, yeah, I'll try one of those stuffed mushrooms. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
There are the people that are like, I'm really against Fox News. I hate Fox News. I'll be appearing on the drama The OC, which is on the Fox Network.
Yeah. No, they're jealous. They're jealous of what we have.
Yeah.
But here's the thing, and if you stop me, but here's how I am. I will do these things. Sure, I'll sell my soul to make the money to support my art, which is watching TiVo and masturbating.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I've watched you do that, and that is an art.
Yeah. Well, next time, don't come over unannounced. That's all.
I love that sound effect. That's something. Maybe that goes good with the coffee.
Combine it with the cha-ching, and then I think we really got some. There you go. Hence the money shot. Jim Gaffigan in studio. Oh, thank you, Mike. Very pleased with himself this morning. He's beaming.
Extra coffee this morning.
No kidding. All right. Jim Gaffigan here. You're going to hang with us.
Yes.
We're going to do ourselves some news, some sports. I think we're going to do some hypothetical question with you, too.
All right.
You there's no wrong answers in hypothetical.
It's hypothetical.
Question. That's right. All right. That after this.
Hey, it's the Adam Carolla Show. I'm drunk. Call Adam Carolla now at 866-901
Mm-hmm. All right, Jim Gaffigan in studio. Beyond the Pale, name of his DVD, out as we speak, also CD. We spoke about playing a little hypothetical question with Jim. We also spoke about him hanging out, doing the news and sports.
Well, I don't know why I have to be naked, but...
Just, that's how the game is played.
Okay, all right. Okay.
Wasn't my idea.
And what do I do with this jelly?
Just apply it, all right, like Bruska told
right,
you.
Okay, all right.
Or showed you.
You good?
Yeah, this is good. This is a little sticky.
No. But is it
strawberry? Yeah.
Well, you can get down that low.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
It's sugar-free.
And stay on the mic. It's amazing. Yeah. All right, so you're going to do some sports and some news with us, but first we decided to play some hypothetical question. And again... There are no wrong answers to this. This is all up to you.
We all win.
Right. This is a hypothetical drive across country with one or two folks in your car, and you tell me which one you would rather drive with. All right?
I'm a little nervous.
All right. Here's number one. Who would you rather drive cross country with? The guy who has the great idea for the TV show, but then says he can't tell you what it is. That a-hole who brings it up, by the way. It's not like you stopped him and said, hey, do you have any ideas for TV shows? He brings it up. And then when you politely say, well, what is it? Just because you want to let him think you're listening or paying attention, he explains he can't really tell you right now. That a-hole... Or the blowhard sober guy, a little motivational speaking, huge calves, ponytail.
I'd have to go for the guy that has the great idea.
Sorry,
you said wrong. There was no wrong answer.
There hadn't been up until that one.
Oh, jeez.
All right, yeah. No, you don't want that guy. The blowhard ponytail guy, that's the guy you want to go with there.
The ponytail is, yeah, it's always, you know, part of me is jealous because I don't have enough hair for the ponytail, but...
Well, neither does this guy, though. He's bald on top and has the salt and pepper ponytail with the mustache.
I was in Albany last weekend, and I think that's where they're making the guys with the ponytail.
Oh, really? That's, well, we must carpet.
There's a lot of
we got to carpet
there.
Bomb them immediately. It's calling a strike. Did you get any coordinates?
It was a magical place. It was like, you know, I was signing CDs and people, ponytail, a kid with a ponytail.
What is that? When it's like, you know, the guys that have the multiple earrings and the guys that have the ponytails and the chicks that have the greasy bangs, that sort of cholo look and the crazy nappy hair. My thing is, where did you see this look? You know, did you turn on Entertainment Tonight and see that J-Lo or Jennifer Aniston was sporting the crazy, greasy bang hair? And if you didn't see it there, then why are you doing it?
I think a lot of it has to be laziness. I know for me, it's kind of like, you know, you start wearing that pair of jeans and then 2 weeks later you're like, well, I'll just stick with these jeans.
Yeah.
It's already got a belt in it.
But some of these guys with the ponytails and the mullets and the chicks with the greasy bangs and all, it seems like more effort than just letting it hang naturally, you know?
Yeah.
Okay. So you're 0 for 1. Let's keep moving.
All right.
You're driving cross country with one of these two guys. This is the hipster guy with the leather wristband. No watch on it. Just the leather wristband on one side, like he's half a muscle man from the turn of the century.
Yeah. He weighs like 80 pounds.
He's 80 pounds, but he has a big leather wristband. And by the way, it's not because he's into falconry or anything. There's no purpose for this thing. It's a stupid leather wristband.
Yeah.
That guy? Or the guy with the Sturges t-shirt.
I don't even know what a Sturges t-shirt
is.
Well,
it's a biker rally they have once a year.
It could be the same guy, though, couldn't it?
One guy is the Hollywood hipster, and the other guy is a little more the
real deal.
Yeah, the real deal.
Ooh, the real deal. I think I'm going to have to go with the Hollywood hipster.
I'm sorry.
I'm starting to think that you're just saying no, I'm doing it wrong no matter what.
We got
to
keep moving. Hasidic Jew or a rabid NASCAR fan?
Hasidic Jew, definitely.
Sorry.
Why so?
What's that?
Why so?
Yeah.
Fascinating. I'm just, you know, I'm kind of like a Midwestern white bread nerdy guy. I would love to, you know, ask questions and, you know, see a little bit. You know, people that have that much faith, they always have a little bit of a dark side.
Interesting.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. But so. you got to think of the, let me tell you, nothing against our Hasidim friends and brothers, but those people stink. The whole thing is they got a beard like ZZ Top. They got hair down
here.
Well,
they have to wear the coat.
They wear the black everything. There's dandruff all over the coat. They never shower. They sit around eating all day with a cardboard box taped to their head. You don't want to deal with those people.
As opposed to the average NASCAR fan.
Like
it smells like tulips.
Guy's going to be really Mr. Clean or something.
Yeah, it is a sort of battle of the funk in there. Yeah. All right, let's keep moving. See if we can
recruit
some losses
here. Yeah, the NASCAR guy
I
grew up with, so yeah, it's like that's not.
You want to broaden your horizons a little. All right, chick who wears the unicorn painted on the fingernails, long fingernails with like an airbrushed unicorn on there, or the angry goth teenager.
The unicorns, I'm going to go with that. Because I think there's a greater likelihood that she, you know, I think there's some dark side to her, too. Mm-hmm. And the goth girl, I feel like she's trying to be rebellious.
Right.
And you never know what you're going to say to piss off a goth girl.
I agree, but I'm sorry, that's wrong.
That just seemed, what the dickens?
I'm with you. I'm with you on this one. I wish it were, something other than what we just had. All right, last one.
The unicorn girl could also, you know, that's the type of woman that you'll be talking to, and it'll just be suddenly revealed that she's a stripper.
Yeah.
You know, it's just like, yeah, hey, so anyway, and she's like, all right, I am a stripper, and you're like, you're fascinating.
Yeah. You put a pole right in the car and go to town. All right, last one. You ready?
Yes.
Pierced nipple guy, the guy who not only pierces the nipples, but then walks around with the shirt off all the time, so you're forced to focus on his nipple like a bass seeing something shiny in a pond. You know, he's just, hey, I got to check that guy's nipples. Everyone, look at my nipples. It's a weird thing. Like, hey, I'm going to pierce my, I'll put something shiny and bright for my nipple, then I'll take my shirt off, and then I'll go hang out with dudes, and you can all focus on my areolas.
Yeah.
It's great. Boy, a sexual charge. Wait a minute.
Okay.
Or the guy who gets the motorcycle at the police auction, wears the black and white two-tone helmet, and essentially poses as a motor cop. The guy drives behind you, and from your goddamn rearview mirror, you think a cop is behind you because he's driving the black and white Moto Guzzi.
I would say I'm going to go with the guy that has his shirt off and the nipple. Because,
I'm sorry.
Because you know that guy's on MySpace.
You know,
there's always the MySpace photo of the guy with the shirt off. It was just like, oh, you know what? I'll just have my photo be me with my shirt off.
Yeah. Adam, Gaffigan has pierced nipples.
Oh,
I do.
This is uncomfortable.
I have a chain connecting them, too.
Oh.
Which is, you know, but the ladies like it.
And he rode in on a 900 Kawasaki with police stripes on it.
You could do some math on there, too.
Let's not do the beads, please. Steve has a question. Steve?
Yep. Hey, Adam.
You got a question?
Yeah, I want to know the specs on your Recyclarola.
The Recyclarola. The Recyclarola is something I invented. Is that your phone going off, Brusca? Oh, Gaffigan's phone.
That's probably Spielberg.
That's an attack.
Your agent telling you to pick up the energy a little bit. Hey, I didn't say it.
That's the end. You're not Mr. High Energy.
All
either,
right,
though.
All right. Quaalude Joe. what the hell are we talking about?
Recyclarola.
Recyclarola. That's I didn't name it. Kimmel did. it struck me that I do a fair amount of I recycle. I'm big into recycling.
All right, bragger.
And I do a fair amount of you know, beer drinking and soda drinking and wine drinking. Yeah. And at the end of the week, the bottles and cans and whatnot are piled up in a pyramid on my kitchen counter. And I realize I don't do it one at a time. Like, you finish off a beer or a Pepsi, you don't walk the can out to the recycling bucket. You just pile it up, and it gathers roaches on the counter. I came up with a chute at my house, the recyclerola. I open a little flap, fire it down the chute, goes right into the recycling bucket.
That's impressive. You know, whenever I do the soda, my wife's always like, did you wash out that soda can? And I'm like, I haven't even showered today.
Maybe
I should clean myself before I start washing the garbage.
You're on week number three of those jeans. You're not going to be scrubbing the inside of a Mountain Dew can.
You know, I'm exerting too much energy.
All right, I'm sorry. Listen, that was a cheap shot. My point is this. All you got to do is get a 3-inch piece of ABS pipe or PVC pipe, just plastic pipe. Now, the 3-inch stuff will accommodate a wine bottle, soda bottle, beer can, beer bottle. It'll take it all. Do that. Put it in your kitchen. Right. Usually, you'll be up above the grade a little bit. Your kitchen, if you think about it, it'll be a couple feet above the grade. You put one of those little recycling buckets down on the end of it. Drill a hole right through the stucco. Have it stubbed out inside a cabinet. Put a little flap there so no rodents or wind gets in. And then have fun just firing away those beer bottles right out the recyclerola.
And it'll go well with... It sounds like if you're doing something like that, it sounds like you might have like an old couch in your yard. It sounds kind of like a little bit... You know, like that abandoned refrigerator.
The ultimate white trash move. I got a sofa up on blocks.
Wow. Gaffigan. Who would you rather drive across the country with? The guy with the pierced nipples who takes his shirt off, or the guy who tells you about his insane inventions? Like the recyclerola.
I think the recyclerola.
Wait a minute. I think he was right on that one. But dare you. Thank you. All right, Steve, you got your specs there?
Yeah, I want to know how you spell it, too.
Oh, boy. You got to ask Kimmel on that one. However, whatever, take recycle and Arola and put it at the end of it. I'll figure it out. All right, buddy boy. Good times. Now, Jim, hang out. We're going to do the news. We're going to do the sports, and we'll start with the news. Sitting in for Rachel Perry, the beautiful Claudia DeFalco.
Kidnapped U.S. reporter Jill Carroll has been released in Iraq after nearly 3 months in captivity. After she spoke to her father, she was reported in good condition. In entertainment news, last night on American Idol, Lisa was eliminated.
How do you feel looking back at this trip?
You know, this has been the experience of a lifetime, and I wouldn't trade it for anything.
I would not be as cordial, by the way, if I just got tossed off. Listen, you half a fag. First off, I put so much C4 into this building, no one's getting out. I'll see you all in hell. I have the detonator in my bra. Now I have a list of demands.
Simon can't be taking this too well. Paul Abdul has signed on for 3 more years with American Idol. And thanks to
I can't believe that artist is not going to be performing for another 3 years. That's the tragedy for me, you know. She's so busy doing the American Idol that she can't work She has a gift for music.
She has a gift for... She's a cheerleader, too, right?
Yeah, but her number one gift is music. I mean...
We go... Cat.
Yeah, I mean, listen to this song. I mean, you want to talk about...
Oh, this is still my song.
Tell me.
Talk about Touch by the Hand of God. Yeah, it doesn't sound dated at all. It's just as good now as it was in 1989.
And I love, you know, they really kind of manufacture the conflict with those guys, don't you think? Because you know that after the show, they're like sitting there going, can you believe we're getting paid to do this?
I know, getting paid to pass judgment, something I do for free all day.
Yeah.
It's tough.
Jeff, Jim, would you take a road trip with Paul Abdul or Randy?
I think...
And she's singing during this trip. Straight up.
I could wear headphones. No, I think it would be fascinating.
But how about the 265th time Randy called you dog?
Hey, dog.
And you're not into Nevada yet.
Let's go to the dog pound.
He looks very thin. I've only seen the show once, and I say that with complete pride. Mm-hmm. But, it seems just odd how they just pass judgment on... It's like they say positive things, and then they'll just start ripping into people. Like, they literally have to rip into a couple people.
Right.
But they're all the singing, not that I'm a music expert, is it's musical theater, right?
Yeah. Well, it all seems sort of subpar to me, and I cannot figure out the how it has captured the imagination of America. I mean, it's the number one and number two show every single week. It ends up getting like 30 million viewers each episode.
People like, because I think that like when people get dung on that show or even get criticized, they're, you know, people like to see that. They like to see, you know, people getting, you know, turded on.
All right.
That is a new word, turded, right?
Yes.
And thanks to Ryan Seacrest, Harry Hatcher may not be so desperate anymore. Pictures have been published showing the two smooching and turding on each other.
That's like a delusion fest there. Right.
Here's Ryan commenting to Extra about Hatcher fueling the rumor.
Terry Hatcher! Oh my gosh, you're making me blush.
Yeah, I'm trying to.
I think she's great. I saw her at the Grammys in that beautiful dress.
We were talking earlier about how bizarre it was to see her on Vanity Fair, whatever she was on, half naked, talking about sexual abuse. It's a weird mixed message to send to my groin. I'm staring at this woman who's wearing a cocktail napkin and showing a ton of ass cheek. And it's like, I was sexually abused. And I'm like, well, I'm going to shed a tear and something else. Yeah. For you. I'm not sure what to do.
It's like
I'm going to yell at your dad or beat off. One or the other.
The Ryan Seacrest thing, it's like we've actually gotten to the point where we're considering the celebrity reporters celebrities. It's like, how bored are we where we're just like,
right.
We really got to demote some. There's too many celebrities.
I agree.
We got to demote a couple.
You're out, Gaffigan.
I don't think I was in the
running. And take Claudia with you.
I count you as a celebrity. That's the good news. The bad news is you're out.
I'm just a journeyman.
Kimmel gave us a IM, by the way, and told us that Recyclarola, if you're still listening, Steve, is Recyclarolla. Did I get that right? That already say put an extra letter. Yeah, it is only half my name. It's confusing. Recyclarola, thank you. Sorry, Claudia.
And there may be trouble in paradise for Angelina and Brad. He wants to set a wedding date, which I'm sure you'll all be invited to. She doesn't, and it looks like she's getting tired of his whining and misses the good old days when he was independent and masculine.
He needs to sit. You know what he needs? We're talking about Jack Nicholson earlier, right? He needs to be sat down with Uncle Jack and explain the lay of the land to him. You know what I mean? Listen, there's a guy who looks like you, a guy with your juice. You want kids? Date them. You know what I mean? Don't get hooked up with this crazy broad and she's adopting half of Cambodia. It's gonna bring you down. I mean, play the field. Have a good time.
Enjoy yourself. Nicholson's giving classes on how to be cool. I could stand a couple of sit-downs, too.
It's no? Like, do these people ever even give interviews? I almost feel like they're making up storylines. It's like, all right, well, now we're going to have you guys have a little bit of trouble. You don't have to say anything. They're, like, on vacation somewhere, and they're keeping the story going so that they can, the next movie release. Well, there'll be a little trouble, and then you guys will adopt another kid.
I know, because the picture that accompanies the statement is a blurry one of Angelina holding a jacket over her head on a tarmac somewhere in Indonesia. It's like
she's tired of Brad being a vegetarian.
Is this what she told you? Because she's holding her jacket overhead and running the other direction.
I'm kind of over Brad and Angelina. I want to interview the kids.
Oh.
Especially when they're around 12, 13.
Yeah.
Because you'll say, kids. Mom, I did so much. I looked so cute for you to get out of Cambodia. Now you brought me back there and built a house.
Right.
Right?
No. I mean, yes.
Yes.
I don't want to drive cross country with that kid, if that's what you're asking.
But you would with Carmen Electra. She says she always had a girl crush on Joan Jett. They say that there's a little bit of lesbian in all of us.
Yeah.
Brusca, you want to comment on that?
Having a girl crush, by the way, on
there's a little bit of lesbian in all of us.
That's a newswoman hitting me with the lesbian.
Is that supposed to be a news flash?
Yeah.
And by the way, Electra wants attention.
If you're a girl... If you're a girl and you have a crush on Joan Jett, that just makes you heterosexual. That doesn't make that's no girl crush. That's a dude with a guitar.
It's
like the whole Carmen Electra thing just wants to remind all the men out there that she's still hot. Here's a little lesbian tidbit for you.
You know, it would be nice if we held that same power over women. Like, we were at a party, me and you, Jim, Gaffigan.
We
and
I was like,
ladies, gather around
Jim. Me a party.
Yo, no, Jim's hot, and I start rubbing his thigh, and then we make out a little bit. And the chicks are like, oh, yeah, dude. And they start yelling. One of them runs down the hall.
The back of,
yeah. They run down the hall, and they slide into one of the rooms.
Neck.
Tammy, Connie, Sheila, get out here. Gaffigan and Corolla slipped each other the tongue.
Oh, my God.
Hey, we're not really
the fantasy. I've had that fantasy forever.
We're not really that into each other, but we play it up for the ladies.
To sell our...
Oh, yeah.
To sell our calendars.
Yeah, no. Yeah. No, Jim's hot. I think he's hot. I mean,
I always thought Adam was really sexy on the Loveline show, and... I always had some fantasies about it, and it's just neat.
And we have this sort of ambiguous thing where it's like, well, we haven't gotten it on, but he has slept over. And
we
let's
just
say
were holding hands just because we were cold.
We got under the comforter together and rolled around.
Jim, assuming you are gay,
right?
Who would be your guy?
I think it would have to be Adam Carolla.
You're
just saying that because he lets you plug Sierra Mist a million times.
Any guy who's low energy and sexy and, I don't know, got a thing for Adam Carolla.
It'd be like humping a mirror.
Okay. Well, maybe you'll find this guy hot. In Colorado, a 45-year-old guy broke into homes not to steal anything, but to masturbate. Can I say that on the air?
Adam, when was the last time you were in Colorado?
My attorney said we should just keep moving.
All right.
Keep moving.
It's interesting that you bring that up, because I am going to be in Phoenix at the Celebrity Theater April 29th.
Wow.
That's not the same state, though, is it?
Yeah. No, but they're
Jim,
only a couple
always
away.
Use olive oil.
Okay.
Olive oil does wonders. We talked about it yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
So the guy got charged with 2 felony counts of burglary. With intent to litter, because he left his seed behind.
Wow.
Enjoy that coffee, everyone.
Wow. Jesus Christ. Littering? You left some DNA?
But you know what? He's kind of like a Johnny Appleseed.
That's true. Except for he's doing carpet instead of trees. Sure.
Yeah, I'm Clyde DeFalco, and I'm done.
That was some
it's
of the best news.
For Dave Damashek's number one sports. Number one sports. Do it, Dave.
NBA. The days dwindle down to a precious few for those teams fighting for the last couple playoff spots. Sacramento Kings looking good for that 8th spot in the West, thanks to their win over Portland last night. Seattle Seahawks head coach Mike Holmgren says he's considering hanging it up after this season. Apparently he's developed a lot of back problems from carrying around that giant mustache on his face, especially since the Super Bowl that became waterlogged from all the tears he cried that the referees cost us the game. Go blow, loser. Final four.
You know, it's great. We're on in Seattle, but we're not on in Pittsburgh. So
I stay
it's
true.
A wonderful
I stay
strategy
true to
that
the
Damashek
Pittsburgh roots.
Has erected here. Yes.
Final four in just 2 days. Florida Gators versus George Mason. LSU against UCLA. And as I mentioned earlier, I have reached a decision. I will be watching both games. I'm going to watch them both.
Wow. Big deal.
And bad news for Giants fans. Major League Baseball is going to investigate Barry Bonds with the steroid business.
What?
It's going to be headed up by former U.S. Senate Majority Leader George Mitchell. The fuzz is coming down around him. But a defiant Barry Bonds.
Do we have
gave a press conference just about an hour ago. Let's take a listen.
Well, fellas, Johnny Law's got me in his sights. But hear me now and hear me well. I came by these muscles fair and square. Barry Bonds don't do no dope. And any jamook who says different's got a knuckle sandwich in their future. I ain't scared of nobody. Excuse me. Hello. Officer Sheldrake. It's Officer Sheldrake. Yes, but... Mm-hmm. I suppose... I'm sorry. Whatever you say. Very well. I'll turn myself in ASAP. And again, I'm sorry. Now, where was I? I was... nuts.
I gotta go.
Barry Bonds.
What is gonna happen when? Because he's gonna break it pretty soon, right? I mean, maybe not this year, but yeah, next year. And I think everyone kind of knows that he did do it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, what are they going
to... If he's not in San Francisco when he does it, he's going to be booed, I bet you. It's going to be some spectacle, the greatest record in sports, and he's going to be booed when he breaks it.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't...
Billy Crystal going to do another movie? Like, you know, it's going to be another asterisk movie?
It'd be nice.
Yeah, it would be nice. I thought that was going to be funny, but it wasn't really funny, the Billy Crystal thing.
Oh, I thought you meant Damashek's bit.
I think it goes for both.
What?
All right, you done?
Dave Damashek's number one.
I think you shamed me into submission.
Thank you. Very quickly, Annabella, the lead singer from Bow Wow Wow, has called in from Vegas. Annabella?
Adam, what's up? How are you doing?
How are you doing?
Doing great. We're on the road in Vegas, and we're doing a show tonight at the Ice House Lounge. Ooh. At 9 p.m. And a reality show for bands on the run.
Uh-huh.
We're being filmed and recorded as we speak to you right now, this minute.
Well, now, I've spoke to you, I guess, a few years back on Loveline, but I had no idea you'd be calling into this show.
Absolutely love you, Adam.
Oh, really? Wow, I'm in love. For those who may not remember, she was the very scantily clad lead singer of Bow Wow Wow.
Just hearing about you and Gaffigan making out wet her appetite.
Made her hot, huh?
Yeah.
You big Jim Gaffigan fan?
She doesn't know who I am.
Yes, she does.
No, I don't actually.
Okay, that's all right.
I'm the host of CBS Evening News.
Picture me making out with a slightly wider Michelin man. Does that turn you on?
Don't believe the hype is all I can say to that.
All right, so give yourself one more plug before we run the commercial here, Annabella.
Congratulations on your show, Adam, and Dr. Drew, how is he doing?
He's feeling left out, heartbroken.
Yes, and we'd love to see you guys again soon, but... So we're doing tonight at 9 o'clock, Ice House Lounge, Las Vegas, Nevada, 650 South Main Street, and we would love for lots of people to come down. We have T-shirts.
I'll be down there personally. Yes, fire up the jet, Bruska. We'll be off directly after the show. Thank you, Annabella.
So much, Adam.
All right.
So that's Las Vegas, Nevada, right?
I'm guessing. Yeah. You're going to be in a neighboring city, perhaps?
Interestingly, I'm not, but I am going to be in San Diego on April 8th at the Spreckles Theater.
Spreckles?
Spreckles.
All right.
Yeah.
So we'll see you there.
I'm not selling T-shirts, though.
No, you're giving them away.
I'm giving them away.
Jim Gaffigan, everybody. The Beyond the Pale, name of the DVD, and the CD, one package. Thanks for coming by.
Thanks, Jim, for having
me. We appreciate it. Take a break, and we'll be right back after this.
This is Steph Mockeye. Give Adam a call now at 1-866-901-ADAM.
Yeah. Danny Boatwright. I know where's Danny from Guatemala. Survivor is on the phone. We'll talk to her in a second. She actually beat our own Dave Damashek at a little sports trivia, a little college hoop.
Untrue. She asked me one question and I failed.
College hoop trivia last time she was on. And, oh, my God, I'm a huge Survivor fan. And to watch her run around on a cargo net for an hour a week wrestling with other chicks in nothing but short shorts was so spectacular for me. Long and lean, big pouty lips, beautiful, smoking hot. And evidently knows her college hoops, too. So we'll talk to her in 1 second. First, I want to address something. Dave and I just got back from the bathroom here. And and it's really... I think
he's the boss, but I have to hold it for him. It's crosses
a line. Did you wash your hands?
It crosses a line.
Well, a lot of guys like to read when they're going number two. I like to read when I'm going number one. And I need both hands free to look at my People magazine.
But it's demeaning to me, Adam.
Yeah, but remember last time I tried reading and urinating and I whizzed all over the potpourri?
And on my left leg.
Well, just hold it. Hold still, that's all. My point is that the bathroom here, now look, I'm no civil engineer, but I've done the math. The toilet, by the way, is white hot from ass. play. I mean, there's just, there's constantly a male ass. I broke into the building. You guys don't know this. I broke in last 4th of July at 3:30 in the morning. I broke in. I went to the bathroom. There's two guys sitting on the pot.
July 4th, before you even knew that you were just
before
getting
I even
the
knew I was going to get the gig, I picked a federal holiday, and it fell on a Sunday. It was Sunday at 3:30 in the morning. I broke in. There were three guys taking a dump in there.
It is grotesque. It is the busiest public bathroom outside of an airport that you will ever come by.
It is. Picture Ozfest with one porta potty. In the center of the arena. That's basically how busy the ass work is on
and
this place.
That's the point. I mean, it's a lot of foot traffic in there to begin with, but the high percentage of number twos that are taken in that room, it's hard to imagine.
It's nothing short of an attack. And look, here's the thing. A lot of you guys are just arriving at work. Now, there are things to bring to work. A good attitude, maybe a little pound cake. Not your Duke.
Yeah.
Do that at home.
Not full intestines, right.
Yes, you just arrived at work. Your commute was all of 12 minutes. You can't sync up your clocks or you can be on your own throne.
What kind of filthy animal doesn't wish to stay at home as long as it takes to purge oneself? True?
I don't know how cheap you would have to be not to want to do it at your own home. Use up a couple pieces of Charmin and a half gallon of water. Please, everybody. And as far as the memos go, you know, lots of stuff posted around about keeping the refrigerator clean, washing your hands, showing respect. To me, this should be number one. Laminated placards everywhere. This is the message we need to get out. Forget about the goddamn blood drive. Let's work on the Duke drive. Please, fellas, offload at home. Look, if you have to work in more bran, if you have to get up 20 minutes earlier, I'm not going to tell you how to do it. Just do it so I don't have to walk into you taking a dump every single commercial break.
And let's be honest, everybody here, it's a radio show, so they're only 4 hours long. You have to work day, you know. Please, take care of this at home. You
I'll
have 20 hours
or,
to do
or
your own thing.
How about you tune into the show and take the Dukes when I'm doing the rants about you taking the Dukes? Don't wait for the commercial breaks and then go scurrying into the bathroom with your pants around your ankles. I'm sure that's how it goes. Hurry, hurry, he's heading toward the bathroom.
That
I don't have
sense.
To go. Get on the pot, Earl! Okay, everyone, please. And this is not just the people that work on this station. Have the dignity to take the dump at your own casa and then come into work.
If you're sick, that's another story.
Right.
That goes without saying.
If you ordered Indian takeout and you're burning the midnight oil, that's another thing. Look, if it's 8:30 in the evening, I walk in there and you put in a 12-hour day and whatever nature calls, that's one thing. You just showed up. Your car's still making that weird cool-off ticking sound out in the garage, and your ass is on the toilet.
If you can't hold it for the 4 hours, then go and see a physician.
Right.
There's something wrong with you.
All right. Now, where were we? Oh, the more you know. Thank you, Danny Boatwright. Danny.
What a nice lead in there.
I know. I'm sorry. Let me smooth it over for you.
I agree with you.
I know. I'm sure you don't have the difficulties we have in
women
the ladies' room.
Women don't have problems with this, do
we? We don't do that.
I imagine, obviously, biologically, Danny's going to have to do something, but I imagine pink cubes coming out in a pyramid shape. That's right.
A chocolate sundae.
Yes.
Yep, there you go.
Danny.
It's chocolate sundae.
It's funny. Danny Boatwright is confusing to me. It's just Danny from Survivor. Is how I know you. I'm a huge fan of not only the show, but as I've said many times, yours.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
I have to correct you. I wasn't wrestling with girls on the net there. We were playing basketball.
I know. To you, it was a sport. To me, it was just hot chicks having at it on a cargo net. And by the way, Danny dominating, feeding it into her posting up on some chick who's been eating grubs for 3 weeks and just driving it home. Scoring the game-winning hoop?
Yeah.
Yep.
Hot stuff. Last night it didn't work out so well for me, though. I actually started a basketball league last night, and the girls that we played against, I'm not sure they were girls, because I think they were enjoying me posting up to them a little too much.
Oh, really?
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, it was bad.
More fuel for my fire.
I'm chubby or I'm a lesbian.
Oh, please, Fresca. So, Danny, what are you, you're going to be watching the Final Four this weekend?
Yeah, actually, I'm doing sideline reporting for Arena Football, and I have a game on Saturday, so I'm gonna have to tape it. Hopefully, nobody will spoil it for me, so I can come back home and watch the Final Four.
Who do you like?
Well,
besides the Ace Man,
messed up. I had UCLA in one of my brackets in our family pool. I had UCLA picks. So I'm going to have to go with them. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, George Mason, they're the Giant Slayer, so how can you count them out? I mean, everybody keeps picking them to lose, but they keep on fighting. And, I wouldn't be surprised. Anything can happen.
Here's one of the saddest ironies there is. People like sports, so they go into sports casting, and now Danny doesn't get to watch one of the biggest events in sports, the Final Four, because she has to go cover through the broadcast of arena football.
Right.
That's wrong. And college basketball is my favorite, so this is the first time I'll have ever missed watching the Final Four.
What's going on with you, Danny? You dating? You married? What's happening?
No, just, busy traveling around. I'm so darn independent. I do have a boyfriend, but we rarely get to see each other. So
really?
It's been kind of tough on the road, but...
I would travel with you.
Well, all right, then.
Whenever
I'm heading to L.A. in a couple weeks.
Oh,
so.
Better yet, let the mountain come to Muhammad. I don't know what that means, but I'm excited by it.
God.
You're coming out to L.A.?
Yep, going to be heading out there for a couple weeks.
Couple weeks. That's more time than I need. I only need a few minutes.
So bad.
Yeah.
She can crash at the Ace Man's home, right?
Yeah, I got plenty of room for you.
The only problem is I'm coming out with my seven brothers. You know, my dad, who's the head of the SWAT team out here in Kansas City, Kansas. So.
Wow. Dad's the head of the SWAT team, and you have seven brothers.
Yeah, pretty well protected.
Well, you're not traveling with... Are you really traveling with the brothers, though?
No.
Okay, good. You come out solo. That's right. You just show up wearing a smile. Wear those tight red shorts you wore in the Guatemala Survivor.
You know what? I'm sorry, but you know what? I've gained 30 pounds now since I've been back. So I'm actually up to 125 pounds.
I'll work it right off you.
Perfect.
Sure you would.
All right, Danny. Seriously, come out and see us when you're in L.A.
I definitely will. Hey, who are you guys picking for the national championship?
Well, by the way, when I say us, I mean me and my genitalia. I'm not talking about the radio show.
I'm
going to UCLA. Why not?
UCLA. We have to out there, right?
Sure.
You know, the frustrating thing is they don't get any respect, the West Coast teams. It's all you hear all year long is, well, I guess Gonzaga and Duke. That's it. And it's always ACC, Big East. And then all of a sudden you get LSU and UCLA and teams that people don't even know who plays them.
I'm taking Kansas.
Yeah, thanks. Nice.
I just want to
get that shot in there, didn't you?
It's not a no, baby. I'm trying to curry favor with you for your visit out here.
You're taking that for next year, though, right? With those Studley freshmen.
Whatever you want. Whatever you want.
So, Danny, you come in. Will you come in and see us?
Absolutely. I'd love to.
Ooh,
all right. Thank you, Danny Boatwright. DannyBoatwright.com is where you go to find out all her picks and her blogs and all that good stuff. Hopefully we'll get her in studio then when she gets out to L.A. We'll take a quick break, and then we have a surprise for you after this.
This is Dana Gould, and you're listening to The Adam Carolla Show.
All right, just a little bit of time left. Now, we spoke earlier about Massawi, who was the 5th or 20th or whatever hijacker, September 11th, was supposed to fly a plane into the White House. Anyway, he's on trial. Their jury's going to render a decision soon. He did more damage than good by speaking on his own behalf, making weird threats and saying what he was going to do to America.
Basically buried himself.
We have more tape of some of the inflammatory things he said. And like I said, if he didn't do enough damage the first time around, just listen to this.
Richard Reed and I were to fly a plane into the White House on September 11th. I intended to go to Arlington Cemetery and light my farts with the eternal flame of John F. Kennedy's grave. I wished to sit on the Lincoln Memorial and use his lap as a toilet while reading Barely Legal. I was going to the Veterans Hospital, sneaked up behind shell-shocked World War II veterans and loudly shout, "Incoming!" That would have been good.
Well, and he continues.
I had planned to drive a busload of Boy Scouts off the edge of the Grand Canyon. I would build a time machine, go back to the original signing of the Declaration of Independence, and stab John Hancock with a quill pen.
Oh,
I planned to go to the St.
Creative,
Louis Arch,
at least.
Go to the gift store, and take several snow globes without paying for them.
Wow.
It's like he wants to be put to death.
It really is. He's asking to be punished at this point. Is there any more statements?
I was going to have intercourse with the crack in the Liberty Bell.
Wow.
I was going to dig up the remains of Paul Revere and his horse and reenact famous scenes from the movie Hot to Trot. What can I say? I loved the Bobcat Goldthwait. I was going to run up the steps of the Philadelphia courthouse like in your Rocky movie, but break wind with every step.
Oh, no. That is a slap in the face of all Americans. All right, is there anything else? There's still more.
I was planning to go to Boston, hijack all the Ironsides, and use it to commit various acts of high seas piracy. I was going to break into the National Archives, steal the original draft of the Constitution, and use it as rolling papers for a gigantic dupe. I wish to go to the Library of Congress, rip pages out of the John F. Kennedy's profiles in Courage, kidnap a file clerk, and give him paper cuts on his genitalia.
Oh, I've heard enough, unless there's more.
Okay. Oh, I plan to take a crucifix and put it in a glass of urine. I would then take a photograph of it and make the government pay for it. What? You're kidding me. Mapplethorpe. Wow. I was going to find Vice President Dick Cheney and pretend to be a bird. When he attempted to shoot me, I would move and shove a 78-year-old man in the way.
Well, done and done.
That one too? Okay. How about this? I would blow up the levees in New Orleans and then not bring aid to any of the poor. What? You've got to be shitting me.
Wow. It turns out some of those things came to fruition, yeah. Yeah, all right. Well, that's what happens. He should have stopped at 28. Maybe we should have, too. Well, that's it. That's the end of the show. I want to thank Jim Gaffigan for coming out, Beyond the Pale, name of his CD out now. Brett Michaels, Best of Poison, 20 Years of Rock, in stores as we speak. Beautiful Danny Boatwright, Survivor winner, DannyBoatwright.com. David Spade, Benchwarmers, coming up April 7th. Republican Richard Martin. He's going to be at Genghis Cohen this Saturday at 8 p.m. out here in Los Angeles. Cousin Sal, Ray, Bill Cott, Jeff Richards. Jeff Richards at the lounge at Palm Springs in Las Vegas this Saturday night. Of course, Claudia DeFalco. Wonderful job, baby doll.
Had fun. Thank you.
Some nice woman.
Some woman, and nice job. We'll take a quick break, and we'll be back in about 20 hours from now. Until then, it's Adam Carolla saying mahalo.